look around, it's summertime, fishing in the summertime. Take along your radio in the good old summertime. Look around, it's summertime, swimming in the summertime. Tune to WLTP in the good old summertime.
Good morning and hello out there on Radio Land. This is Chuck Shaden back again in the Hall Closet for Friday morning, August the 17th of 1973. We've been away for a couple of days. Our thanks to Mike Schwimmer for sitting in, filling in for us while we've been bugging out for a little bit. Anyway, we've got a closet filled with lots of good sounds this morning. Frank Morgan, the Andrews Sisters, Frank Sinatra, Nelson Eddy, John Nesbitt, Stan Freeberg, the Bickersons, Mary Martin, Ethel Merman, and Margie. Jimmy Lunsford. Hey, Margie, good morning. 9 minutes past 7 o'clock, 71 degrees along the lakefront, 65 at O'Hare, 66 officially at Midway. Chuck Shaden with you in the Hall Closet. And from the Hall Closet comes our cassette tape of the month for this month of August. Listen for a little bit to Life with Luigi.
And so, Mamma Mia, soon I'm going to meet all of my friends, and this girl is Shirley at the beach. I hope she's going to like me. A little while ago, Pasquale is bring his in his bathing suit. Nice and neat, all packed up. It's a have a funny smell, so I'm asking Pasquale what it is. And he's tell me it's a new perfume that's called Evening in the Motorballs.
Evening in Mothballs. Now, this is morning in clouds, or a little bit of sun trying to peek up. That's Life with Luigi on our cassette tape of the month for the month of August. And that's just half of it, because on the other side we have Casey, crime photographer, story called Bad Little Babe. Well, if you'd like to have our cassette tape of the month for the month of August, Life with Luigi and Casey, crime photographer, send $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, Illinois, 60053. That's $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. Your cassette tape of the month will be rushed on its way to you, and there's no further obligation. If you'd like our tape for September, tune in next month, and that's like 2 weeks away, huh? Just order again then, because nothing is sent automatically. Now, don't forget to get your cassette for August, Life with Luigi, and Casey, crime photographer, send $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. The Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. We'll send you a list of other tapes that are still available, other cassettes of the month, along with your cassette if you order it. Or if you just want to have that list and don't wish to order at this point, send the self-addressed stamped envelope to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. Well, an Armed Forces radio production coming up now. Command Performance, one of those shows that was produced stateside specially for the guys in the service. This one features an all-star cast with Frank Morgan, the Andrews Sisters, Frank Sinatra, Brenda and Cobina, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, and Nelson Eddy. And you'll have a good time as we tune in together to Command Performance.
Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Hi there, gang. This is Ken Carpenter swinging open the door on another session of the mostest, the bestest, and the loudest, as per your request, to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Tonight, we thought we were really going to pull something out of the bag for you and present as your mistress of ceremonies the one and only Greta Garbo. So, Command Performance scouts went out to Greta Garbo's house, and when they rang the bell, received no answer. However, they did notice a gentleman standing atop a stepladder peeking into her window. And here he is in person, Frank Morgan.
Well, thank you, fellas, and just hold on there, Ken Carpenter.
Yeah?
I want to settle something right now.
All right.
Why, the idea of accusing me of peeking into Greta Garbo's window. That's an outrage, a lie, a fabrication of the most vicious kind.
Well, Frank, I'm sorry, but I understood
I've never been so humiliated. What a libelous statement. What preposterous prevarication. What big feet she had.
Where are you?
Yes.
Well, you're still up on that ladder.
Well, help me down. I got to go to a broadcast. Command Performance, USA.
Frank, you are at the broadcast. You still haven't explained what you were doing up on that ladder.
Well, what's wrong with washing the windows in my own house?
No, but the ladder was up against Greta Garbo's house.
Well, I've seen everything in my house. Besides, if my wife caught me looking in the window, she'd probably steal my ladder, and then where would I be? Anyhow, Carpenter, I don't see where this is any of your business.
No?
Just because I like to help out my neighbors, trim a hedge for this one, mow a lawn for that one, spray an orange tree here, and pick up a tomato there.
Oh, you mean, wait a minute. Pick up a tomato? You mean pick a tomato.
Are you going to tell me how to get my tomatoes? Anyhow, Ken, I wish you'd stop asking me all these silly questions, and don't be so worried about Greta Garbo. I often drop over to Greta Garbo's house for a cup of coffee and a go at her smorgasbord. But enough of this. Who is that charming young lady standing in the wing?
Well, look, that isn't a young lady, Frank. Those are the Andrews sisters.
Oh, there's two of them.
No, there's three of them.
Oh, well, I don't see very well without my ladder. I mean, my glasses. Come on out, girls. The Andrews sisters, gang.
This is Patty.
And this is Maxine.
And this is Laverne.
Say, Ken, can I ask you a question?
Why, sure, Patty.
Where's Dick Tracy?
Dick Tracy? I don't know. Why?
Well, that fella standing there, isn't he Vitamin Flintheart?
No, Patty. No, that's not Vitamin Flintheart. That's Bourbon and Bitters Morgan. Sometimes known as Frank Morgan.
Oh.
Well, you know, I've seen him someplace before.
Me too.
Oh, now I know. He's the nice man who washed our windows the other day.
And he brought his own squeegee.
Windows. Oh, yes. Hello there, girls. I'm glad to see you again.
By the way, Mr. Morgan, How much do we owe you for washing our windows?
Oh, nothing. The pleasure was all mine. Now, children, tell me, what are you going to sing?
Well, I tell you what we'd like to do. We'd like to serve you a musical platter of one meatball with a dash of seasoning for Lannan, Beckett, Stein, Mimi G. Ello, and First Stone at APO 827, Charlie's Hot Bombers 520, Dave Grenzinger and the gang at 241, Homesick, Dirty Danny, and the Lover at 464. The snoot is out of town for a moment right there, but Dan Lundy at 230, PFC Bob Landers and his Marine Medic Associates, Ed Gunny, 520, and the whole gang, and Frog Manger with the Burma Metropolitan Opera, and a flock of CBs at Navy 3250, Chowhound Brown, Bay Window Williams, Swamp Water Huggins, Tanker Willis, Wampus Cat Williams, Timber Wolf Weaver, and the Wolf. Wow. Thought I'd never get that out. So come on, Meredith, let's bounce the old meatball, huh?
A little man walked up and down and found an eating place in town. He looked the menu through and through to see what 15 cents could do. One meatball, one meatball. He could afford but one meatball. Plan. The folks were startled, one and all, to hear that waiter loudly call. One meatball, one meatball. Hey, this here gent wants one meatball.
The little man felt ill at ease. Said, some bread, sir, if you please. The waiter's voice roared down the hall. You get no bread with one meatball.
One meatball. One meatball.
You get no bread with one meatball. What a way to make a living.
You get no bread with one meatball. One meatball.
You hear me crying?
One meatball. You get no bread with one meatball.
One meatball. One meatball.
You get no bread with one meatball.
That was swell, girls. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Morgan.
You get no bread with one meatball. The Andrews sisters. A prediction from them, huh? Get no meat with one meatball in 1973. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, 71 degrees along the lakeshore. We'll get back to command performance in just a bit.
Gosh, Faye. Ma's sure been busy these days. Here at home and at the lumberyard, too.
Yes, well, she has. So many things going, you know. I guess because lots of people are building new homes, what with construction loans so easy to get at Northwest Federal Savings.
Oh, yeah, Faye. I hear that Northwest Federal not only makes it easy for a person to get their own new home, home loan rates are mighty attractive there, too.
That's right, Willie. Not only can you get an excellent deal on a home loan from Northwest Federal, many people have said that the folks over there are really nice to talk with. And they sure know the home construction business, too.
Oh, that's right. Why, just this morning at the lumber yard, a builder came in to get some 2x4s. He was telling me that a lot of his new homes are being sold to people who've been to Northwest Federal.
Yeah, and even Ma said that she was so proud to know that Northwest Federal was investing money in the local community. She has her savings account there, you know.
Oh, so do I, Faye. And not only that, when I bought my home, you know, the old Sutton place, I got my home loan from Northwest Federal, too.
And I have a safe deposit box there. And Shuffle went there with Ma last week to get some traveler's checks. By the way, Willie, where's Ma now?
Oh, she's out there in the kitchen making some coffee.
You mean?
Yeah, Ma's perking. Perk up your interest in a new home with a new home loan from Northwest Federal Savings, 4901 Irving Park Road, just west of Cicero. Spring 7, 7200.
Spring 7, 7200. This is Chuck Shaden back in the hall closet. Here's an open letter to you parents of boys nearing high school age. Do you want your son to get the most out of his 4 years after grade school? To have access to professional counseling any time of the day? To be treated as an individual with his own ideas rather than a number in an overcrowded classroom? And to get the best possible education from the best qualified teachers? Well, of course you do. And it's at Lake Forest Academy that your boy will get all this and much, much more. Lake Forest Academy is a private college prep school for boys, and it's located on 200 beautiful acres of land just west of Lake Forest on Route 60. Lake Forest Academy was established in 1857 and holds the distinction of having every one of its graduates go on to college. Lake Forest Academy has complete educational, social, and athletic facilities to meet the needs of its 200 students completely and individually. Why not contact Lake Forest Academy by calling 234-3210 for more information. Just dial 234-3210. Lake Forest Academy. It could be one of the best decisions you'll ever make for your son. All right, let's get back now to command performance.
Who are you going to introduce now?
Well, now, let me see. It says here, Frank Sinatra.
You mean Frankie?
Yes.
Gee, I'm thrilled.
Oh, I'm excited.
I'm Laverne.
Well, girls, if you'll pardon me, we'll go right ahead with the show. Gentlemen of the AEF, by your request, Frank Sinatra.
Well, thank you a lot, Mr. Morgan.
Well, Frankie, my boy, I'm sure glad you dropped in. I'd like to get some pointers. I mean, I'd like to talk things over with you.
I'd like to talk to you, too, Mr. Morgan. You see, I hear you're quite a ladies' man.
Oh, really? Yes. Frankie, to tell the truth, when I was a young man, I was a bear cat. I mean, a bear cat with a lady. I tell you, I used to go out with the girls and dance all night. Of course, now I'm a little older, and I don't dance so much.
Mr. Morgan, I don't think you're very old.
Oh, thank you. How old would you say I was?
Well, let me see.
No, but I'll give you a hint. Don't go over 32.
Well, can I try for 64?
None of that, young man. I'll have you know that I have more vim, vigor, and vitality in my little finger than you have in your whole body.
Well, it figures. Your little finger is bigger than I am.
Yes, so it is. Anyway, Frankie, getting back to Morgan, the ladies' man, I'll let you in on a little secret. I was the Frank Sinatra of my day.
That's so. Well, I know just what you went through, Daddy.
What the claim and what tribute they used to pay me. Why, after a performance in the theater, crowds of girls would get me in a corner, tear off bits of my clothing, pluck buttons off my shoes, and hold up their bustles for autographs.
What's a bustle? What's
well,
that?
Well, that's the calico version of Don't Fence Me In. Yes, Frankie, the fair sex really pursued me. After I had done the show, I dashed my hotel, sneak up to my room, lock the door, slide the bolt, and put a chair under the doorknob.
Afraid the girls would break in, huh?
No, break out. My goodness, Frankie, follow the story.
No kidding, Mr. Morgan. Were you really a singer like me?
Was I a singer? Was I a singer? Was I a singer? Certainly I was a singer. Just listen. I'd climb the highest mountain if I knew that when I climbed that mountain, I'd find you.
You know, I think you're having a little... Frank, I think you're having a little trouble with that mountain. You better stick to your ladder, kid. Yeah.
Ladder, now hold on. Just treat me with a little respect there, half pint.
Well, you don't object to half pints, do you?
I should say not. Pints either. Quarts. Bottoms up. What are you singing, Frankie?
Well, here's a tune called Saturday Night.
Yeah, well, that's a clever title. How do they think up those things? Go ahead, Frankie.
Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week, 'cause that's the night that my sweetie and I used to dance cheek to cheek. I don't mind Sunday night at all, 'cause that's the night friends come to call. And Monday to Friday go fast, and another week is past. But Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. I sing a song that I sang for the memories I usually seek, until I hear you at the door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week.
Yeah.
Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. I sing the song that I sang for the memories I usually see, until I hear you at the door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. Until I hear you at the door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week.
That was fine, Frankie. Now, gang, Command Performance brings you a real treat as we present two radio stars whom you haven't heard from for some time. Before introducing them, I'll give you a little hint. First of all, they're both females. And inasmuch as they're a little man-crazy, I've locked Frank Sinatra in the safe. I've sent Ken Carpenter and the orchestra boys to the hills. And if you'll excuse me, I'll run for cover because here comes...
Brenda! What is it, Cobina?
Thrill broadcasting to the men in the armed forces.
I'll say. And you know what? I got a special honor.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot of fellas in the South Pacific elected me Miss Fedzak of 1945.
Miss Fedzak? How come?
I don't know. It must be that flower bag I wear for bloomers. You know, Kavina, I can still remember the first date I had with a man.
Your first date? Oh, were you young and shy?
No, 42 and eager.
Well, I have a boyfriend right now. He works with me out at Lockheed. Oh, he's just crazy about me.
Yeah? How can you tell?
Well, yesterday when I passed by him, he pinched me.
He pinched you?
Mm-hmm.
Hard?
Sure, he used a pair of pliers. And you know something? I put on my new three-piece bathing suit for him, but he didn't like it.
Why not?
There was still a piece of me showing.
Well, anyway, Kavina, I'm glad we're old-fashioned. Mm-hmm. I read in the papers where girls all over the country are smoking pipes because they can't get cigarettes.
Smoking pipes? Oh, how horrible.
Yeah. Pass me that plug of tobacco, will you?
Oh, well, don't take it all, Brenda. I want to save a piece for Frank Sinatra. You know, I just saw him for the first time.
Me too. Gosh, there's so little meat on him. Looks like a couple of other old buzzards beat us to him.
Well, I gotta run along now, Brenda. I have an appointment with Admiral Byrd.
Yeah?
Yes. He wants me to go to the North Pole with him on his next expedition.
Wants you on his next expedition?
Yes, I'm so thrilled. What's a lead dog?
Comedy with Brenda and Kobina on Command Performance. We'll have more of that coming up after we take a break for the news. This is Chuck Shaden in the hall closet from WLTD. Don't touch that dial.
Good morning, WLTD News. Time is 7:33. And I'm Bob Abella with the headlines. Employees and others of six more Chicago taverns have testified that they paid police $100 a month to belong to a club and thus avoid police harassment of their patrons. That testimony came yesterday in U.S. District Court, where a police captain and 22 other Chicago policemen are on trial in connection with alleged shakedowns of tavern owners. Illinois Corrections Director Alan Seelaff says he has named a black ex-convict to take all complaints from the state's 10,000 prison inmates. Seelaff yesterday named 33-year-old ex-convict Nelson Miller Jr. as a prisoner advocate and said Miller would report directly to him. Seelaff says Miller will serve as his ears in the state prisons. The State Corrections Department has approached Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We'll have details on that and other stories right after this.
At Polk Brothers, the words Polk Size Trade-In are an important part of our business. We recondition, guarantee, and sell these traded-in items, even export them. Refrigerators, for example. Right now, folks want a reconditioned unit for their summer cottage, so Polk Brothers can give you a real value for your present refrigerator. And like an automobile, an operating unit is more valuable than one that's not. So if yours is making strange sounds, visit Polk Brothers now. Choose your new one from names like Amana, Frigidaire, Admiral, General Electric, Westinghouse, Hotpoint, Whirlpool, Philco Ford, and truly save thanks to Polk Brothers' meaningful trade-in allowance. Get Polk's free delivery at the same time we pick up your trade-in. So whether it's one unit or 100 for an apartment complex, enjoy the many new features available. Ice makers, no frost, wheels. Get the low Polk price and a meaningful Polk-sized trade-in allowance. Nightly till 10, Sundays till 6.
The State Corrections Department has approached Blue Cross and Blue Shield to see if it's possible to obtain health insurance for the inmates of state prisons. Corrections Director Alan Seelaff says that if a proposal to insure prisoners with Blue Cross and Blue Shield is implemented, all state inmates would be insured at the state expense and would get all major medical attention at community hospitals. An official of the Illinois and the Indiana Gasoline Dealers Association say that he expects 90% of the service stations in the Chicago area to close August the 24th through the 26th. The shutdown is a protest of federal regulations ordering gas stations to roll back their gross profit margins to the January the 10th levels. Dealers say that they would lose 1 or 2 cents a gallon if the margin were rolled back and that the loss would put many stations out of business. Chicago Teachers Union President Robert Healy says there is enough money available to keep Chicago schools operating through the fall months. Healy told a news conference yesterday that there was no reason to talk of school closings this fall. He also suggested that the union and the Board of Education begin contract talks in October instead of December to avoid what he termed a year-end crisis. Partly sunny, warm and humid this afternoon. Highs are expected to be in the middle 80s. Lows this evening will be in the upper 60s. And Saturday, it'll be partly sunny, continued warm and humid. Highs will be in the upper 80s, but a little cooler near the lake. Winds are out of the south or southeast, about 5 to 10 miles an hour through the day and the evening. Right now, it's 71 at the beaches, 66 degrees officially at Midway. Humidity, 84%, and we have about a 5-mile-an-hour wind blowing out of the south. This has been WLTD Mutual News.
This is Mutual, your news and sports radio network.
Right now is the time to decorate your home or apartment with beautiful decorative custom drapes and individual-styled window treatments from Best Fit Drapery and Slipcover Company. Best Fit will cheerfully bring all the new fabrics, materials, and designs right to your home so you can match the fabric to the decor of your home. And Best Fit also has a complete collection of custom-made slipcover fabrics with drapery and bedspreads to match. Best Fit will help you design any type of valance or window treatment, from a very formal, elegant design to a country casual design, in any fabric or material of your choice. Now, if you have a favorite piece of furniture that needs upholstery, we have a beautiful collection of fabrics, and combined with our fine workmanship, we'll certainly make it a thing of beauty. Call Best Fit Drapery and Slipcover Company Shop at Home Service for a complete and professional interior service, including custom drapery, valances, bedspreads, quilted slipcovers, upholstery, and room planning. The number to call is 463-0666. 463-0666. Call right now, 463-0666.
Hi, I'm Mike Schwimmer, and when you hear that big band blast off, you know you're in the Yesterday Shop, a program of big bands, Dixieland, ragtime, and all that jazz that comes to you every weekday afternoon from 4 o'clock till 6:30 right here on WLTD, the 1590 spot. We throw in a little comedy, some vintage vocals, and a little chit-chat about the good old days. So join me today and every day, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. for 2.5 hours of the good sounds of yesterday right here in the Yesterday Shop.
And this is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet thanking Mike Schwimmer and the Yesterday Shop for filling in for us while we were gone. We appreciate that very much. Guess we gave Mike a bit of a workout from both sides of the clock. Early in the morning, late in the afternoon. Oh, what the heck. We do that all the time. Anyway, thanks, Mike. And Duke Ellington will be in the Yesterday Shop spotlight this afternoon. Hope you'll tune in and enjoy some of the good sounds from that Yesterday Shop. Good sounds from the Hall Closet continuing now at 21 minutes before 8 o'clock as we rejoin Command Performance.
And now Command Performance lets you in on some of its private correspondence. Here's a letter from two guys in Paris.
Paris? They could at least have sent a postcard.
Anyhow, it says, Dear Command Performance, I'm from New York City and my buddy is from San Antonio, Texas. We'd like a song dedicated to us. Signed 42nd Street Bill and Longhorn Louie. Very simple, my lads. Here's a grand Western combination who usually dish out bunkhouse ballads.
Cool water. All day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water. Big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me. The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water. Cool water.
the dawn, I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water. Cool water, clear water, water. Keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. You see that big green tree where the water's running free, and it's waiting there for you and me. Cool, clear
Thank you, writers. Now, gentlemen of the AEF, by popular request, here's one of the all-time favorites in your baritone ballot box. You fellows who saw him overseas have commanded this appearance of Nelson Eddy. much, Nelson Eddy.
Gee whiz, what a voice.
Yeah.
Look at the chest on that guy. Will you look at the chest on that guy? And he sings without holding on to anything, too. He's wonderful, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, young man. Are you interested in singing?
Well, yes, in a way.
Oh, pardon me, fellas. I forgot to introduce you. Nelson Eddy, shake hands with Frank Sinatra.
Put her there, Nelson.
Ouch! Watch it, Frank. Gosh, my hand.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nelson. Honest, I am. I guess I was too enthusiastic.
That's all right, Frank. And say, as long as we're here, I'd like to ask you a rather personal question.
Go right ahead, sir.
Well, a lot of comedians and vocalists have ribbed you about the way you sing a number. Does that bother you?
Here comes the plot of our plague, eh? Why, yes, Nelson, to tell the truth, it does bother me.
Which all brings us to Hollywood's latest mystery melodrama with music. In Sir Sanctum in B flat. Or, who dropped the bobby sock in Nelson Eddy's shortening bread? We take you now to Nelson Eddy's dressing room. The star himself is singing.
That's not me, folks. Here I go.
All or nothing.
Who plugged Nelson Eddy? Who shot him between his all and his nothing at all?
I'll find out. I'm District Attorney Morgan, defender of the truth, guardian of our fundamental rights, also wash windows. Now, just a minute. Who are you?
I'm Ken Carpenter, radio announcer.
I see. And who's this guy?
I'm just a dolly with a hole in my head, hole in my head. I'm full of lead.
You certainly are, kid. And I'm here to get the lead out.
I said head.
I'll track down some clues. I'll open this closet door.
I'm innocent. I'm innocent. I'm Laverne.
Are you in this closet alone?
Oh, no, no. You see that moth flying around?
Yes.
Well, look who's riding on his back.
Aha! The voice! Come on down there, from there, Sinatra.
Well, here I am. Okay, Lieutenant, pick me up later.
Okay, Frankie.
Now listen, Sinatra, do you shoot Nelson Eddy?
Don't be silly. Nelson Eddy is my friend.
He is, eh?
Sure. Mammy's little Frankie loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little Frankie loves Nelson Eddy.
Down there with the victim, Sinatra. I don't want you to get away.
Say, oh. Mr. D.A., I don't like to be a stool pigeon.
Who are you?
A stool pigeon.
Well, what's up, pigeon?
Well, I got a hunch that Foy, Winning, and the Riders of the Purple Sage are in that closet, too.
They are, eh? Dismount, you bow-legged hombres. What do you know about the shooting?
Nothing, and a cowboy never tells a lie.
Well, if a cowboy won't tell a lie, neither will I. I did it.
But, Frankie, why did you shoot Nelson Eddy?
Well, any time I hear anyone sing All or Nothing at All the way I do it, it makes my blood boil.
That I gotta see.
Anyway, I didn't use a real bullet. My gun is loaded with vitamin pills.
Vitamin pills? Vitamin pills? Whew, no wonder I feel so good. Me. All or nothing at all.
I don't like it that way either.
Well, man, it looks like that did it. Try and be around same time next week when Command Performance mixes up another concoction of music and laughter, with a dash of bitters, of course, in answer to your letters to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Where else? Meantime, this is Frank Morgan saying the best of the best to you all. So long. Now let's see, where did I leave my ladder?
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
And that's Command Performance. Good comedy there, and some fun, too. Comedy and fun. Boy, all of that together. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, this is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet for Friday morning, the 17th of August, and we're glad to be back with you this morning. We're going to have a Who Said That for you right after this.
4901 Irving Park Road. Yes, with men who know money best, it's Northwest Federal, 9 to 5. It's your money parade. Yes, it's your Money Parade, the program that presents the top savings association of the week, as determined by the Money Parade survey, which checks the fastest moving savings passbooks and mortgage loans. The association most talked about and most used by knowledgeable people. An accurate, authentic tabulation of Chicagoland's taste in savings and loans. And now, number one. the number one savings and loan association in the Chicagoland area, Northwest Federal, 4901 Irving Park Road.
And they're all cheering for Northwest Federal Savings. So are we. This is Chuck Shaden in the hall closet, 9 minutes before 8 o'clock. Weatherman says partly sunny, warm, and humid today. High in the middle 80s, bit lower near the lake. Tonight, fair and warm, low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, continued warm and humid, high in the upper 80s. Looks like a nice weekend going to be coming up tomorrow. Not too many weekends left, before school starts and everything kind of gets back to normal. But there's lots of summer ahead, so let's not fret. 71 along the lake shore, 65 at O'Hare, 66 officially at Midway. It's sticky out there, though. 84% is the humidity. Just a slight breeze out of the south at 5 miles an hour. Well, we have a little Who Said That for you this morning, and I have three quotes for you from three different personalities. If you can identify one of them, give us a call at 475-1590 or 273-3590. We'll talk about it on the air. Who said, "Tell you what I'm going to do"? Who's the guy who used to say that? I'm talking about television now. Who used to say, "Tell you what I'm going to do"? And there was another guy on TV who used to say, "Well, I'll be a dirty bird." Who used to say that? "I'll be a dirty bird." And finally, who used to say, "Wait for me, Wild Bill. Wait for me, Wild Bill"? You know who said that? Give us a call at 475-1590 or 273-3590. "Tell you what I'm going to do. Well, I'll be a dirty bird. And wait for me, Wild Bill." And while we're waiting for that, let's listen to this on a day like today.
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand. How you laugh when I cry each time I saw the tide take our love letters from the sand.
Pat, right? Pat Boone. He said that, didn't he? Love letters in the sand. Who said, "Tell you what I'm going to do"? Who said, "Well, I'll be a dirty bird"? And who said, "Wait for me, Wild Bill"? We'll find out in just 1 minute.
Would you like a free automatic ice maker this summer? Just come on in and see us before August 31st.
It's going to be a long, hot summer, and Frigidaire can make it nice. We'll get you through the long, hot and keep your family in ice.
Here's how you can put your family in ice all summer long. Now we can give you a Frigidaire automatic ice maker free when you buy one of Frigidaire's popular size 15.2 or 17 cubic foot U-model custom imperial refrigerators. All you pay is the plumbing installation. So come on in and see us today. We'll put your summer on ice.
Team up with Frigidaire this summer and keep
keep your family in nice.
Team up with Townhouse TV and Appliances at 7243 West Toohey Avenue, just west of Harlem. Open Monday, Thursday, Friday nights till 9, Saturday until 6. Don't forget about that Lum and Abner LP. Only 99 cents for 2 half-hour Lum and Abner shows. From Townhouse TV and Appliances, Chicagoland's leading Frigidaire dealer. 71 degrees at 4 minutes before 8 o'clock. Well, let's see. We're going to try to find out who said what. Who said, well, I'll be a dirty bird. What's your name? Hey, what's your name?
I can't remember who said I'll be a dirty bird. I remember the other one.
Okay, which one do you remember?
Tell you what I'm going to do.
All right.
That was Sid Stone from the old Texaco Star Theater.
That's right, Sid Stone. He was the pitchman on the Milton Berle television series, right?
Right.
What's your name?
Jack Pines.
And Jack, where are you from?
From Chicago.
Okay, well, that's absolutely right, Sid Stone. And how did that show open, you remember?
Oh, with a clanging of fire engines.
Right, and was there a duet or a trio or a quartet coming out or what?
There were three men dressed as Texaco men. And they were a trio.
Yeah, that's right. We are the men of Texaco. We work from Maine to Mexico. Something like that, right?
Shine your car, right, I remember it.
Yeah. And at the end, they used to say, the curtain is descending, but before we reach the ending, blah, blah, blah. We'll have to figure that out one of these days. Thanks, Jack. We'll have a, well, we're going to see that you get out to the Memory Club some evening, be our guest, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling, right. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
This is Jean Goodman.
Jean, where are you from?
I'm from Hoffman Estate.
Okay. Who said, well, I'll be a dirty bird?
That was George Gobel.
That's right. George used to do that on television all the time.
Right. He was a big hit for a while.
You know, well, he's I guess it's a problem. He was pretty big for a while, but he's still around. He was up at the Lake Geneva Playboy Club not too long ago, I think, and he appears as a guest now and then. Do you know that George Gobel started out on the barn dance here in the Chicago area and on radio?
Yes. He also appeared on Tom Mix.
He did.
He used to play bit parts, and he's been around for a long time.
Oh, good. Well, congratulations for guessing that or providing us with that. We're going to ask you to join us at the Memory Club, too, someday, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Bye. And just time enough to get the answer to the fellow who said, wait for me, Wild Bill. Who said that?
Andy Devine.
Andy Devine, that's right.
That was from the Wild Bill Hickok Show.
Yeah, what was that? What character did he play?
It was his sidekick, yeah. Sort of like the Cisco Kid and Pancho.
Yeah, what's your name?
Virginia Lanson.
And you're from?
Chicago.
Good. Thanks for calling, Virginia. I think Andy's name was Jingles, wasn't it?
That's correct.
That's right. Thanks very much. Have a good morning.
All right.
Bye-bye. And we're going to send her an invitation to join us at the Memory Club. And then each of them are going to get a chance to pick up an album, either the Marx Brothers or the W.C. Fields. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back.
Now that it's clearance time, you can own America's best-selling mid-size car.
Take a close look at Torino, the solid mid-size car.
You've waited this long to buy a new car. Now the time couldn't be better to buy the solid mid-size car, Ford's Torino, because it's clearance time at your Ford dealers. You smart buyers who waited till now can now discover why this year's Torino is America's favorite midsize. Torino's smooth riding, strong and quiet. And the new Grand Torino offers an optional luxury decor package at a price that makes all the waiting worth it.
You can tell by the feel in the wheel and the feeling you get when you look inside. Take a close look at Torino, the solid mid-sized car.
Take a closer look at Torino. See what your Ford dealer's doing during clearance time to make the solid midsize easier than ever to own.
WLTD, Evanston.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. Time now for Mutual News on the Hour, presented by Bank of Lincolnwood.
Cambodian officials in exile charged U.S. bombing of Cambodia is continuing despite the official cutoff. Reuters' Chris Peterson reports a Saigon denial.
South Vietnam has denied allegations made by the Viet Cong at the Paris talks that it had sent 10,000 troops disguised as volunteers to Cambodia. Government spokesman Vui Bao Chuk told newsmen that the suggestion by Viet Cong negotiator Nguyen Van Hieu was untrue.
Our Skylab astronauts are now in the 21st day of the current 59-day mission, and a NASA spokesman told Mutual News what they'll be doing today.
Skylab 3 astronauts will fly the M509 maneuvering unit for the third time during this, the 21st mission day. The commander, Alan Bean, is to be the test pilot, and he'll be assisted by Jack Lausma.
President Nixon will go to New Orleans Monday to address the annual VFW convention. Then it's off for a long Labor Day holiday at San Clemente, California. This is comprehensive news from Mutual Radio. I'm James Hall.
Many of you know Bank of Lincolnwood and avail yourselves of its full range of banking services. How can we get to know the rest of you WLTD listeners? Well, let's do this. You drop in at Bank of Lincolnwood and give the magic number 1590. That's easy to remember because it's WLTD spot on your radio dial. Give the magic number and say you came for your free gift. And we'll supply you and every member of your family with a fine quality ballpoint pen, an excellent writing instrument for everyone. There's no cost or obligation whatsoever. Just give the magic number, 1590, and ask for your pen or pens. The rest of the family doesn't even have to come along. 1590, 1590. One way of getting to know you. Won't you take us up on it? Bank of Lincolnwood, across from the Hyatt House, TUI and Lincoln Avenues. Member FDIC.
The government has delayed until September 1st the start of controls on gasoline and diesel fuel, but will lift price controls on other petroleum products at midnight Sunday. In the Midwest, a housewife's boycott of high-priced meats is credited with forcing down the price of hogs. Mutual News talked with a spokesman for the United Egg Producers about the cost of producing eggs.
The cost of producing a dozen eggs has more than doubled in the past year because of the feed grain cost. Last year, approximately this time, we could buy corn, for instance, for somewhere in the neighborhood of $1.25 and a half a bushel. Today, it's over $3 a bushel.
The Galveston, Texas Sheriff's Office plans more diggings in the Houston area in connection with that mass murder. A spokesman told Mutual News why they decided to continue the search.
According to the boys, you know, the ones showing them where the bodies are, they say there's still supposed to be a few more in that area.
Secret Service agent James Bolton Jr. has been let go, accused of divulging confidential information to a third party concerning George McGovern during last year's presidential campaign. 10 persons, including 7 Americans, died in a plane crash in Haiti after the plane was struck by lightning. The Oasis Oil Company, American-owned, has been taken over by the government of Libya. The Chilean army has seized 1,500 trucks from striking drivers. The 23-day-old strike has forced the resignation of President Allende's cabinet. Oregon Governor Tom McCall was evacuated from his hospital room at the University of Oregon Medical Center at Portland after a large container of nitroglycerin was found on the floor below his room. You are listening to Mutual News.
Weatherwise in the area, mostly sunny, warm and humid. Through the day, the highs will be up in the middle 80s, possibly cooler near the lake. This evening, fair and warm, lows will be in the upper 60s. Saturday, partly sunny, continued warm and humid, highs will be in the upper 80s. Winds are out of the south or southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour through the day and the evening. Right now at the beaches, 73, 70 degrees officially at Midway, the humidity 76%, and we have a 5-mile-an-hour wind blowing out of the southwest. WLTD Mutual News on the hour is presented by Bank of Lincolnwood, TUI and Lincoln Avenues, now with big news for savers. Earn 7.75% on 4-year savings certificates of $10,000 or more. Bank of Lincolnwood, growing with you and our neighbor, Drawn Metal Products Incorporated.
This is Mutual, your news and sports radio network.
Want to put new excitement into your rooms? Here's how to do it. Add beautiful paneling of Masonite Royal Coat, stunningly different for any room in the home. At Miller Brothers Lumber Company, 4918 West Lawrence, you'll find a complete selection of paneling, home of the famous Masonite Royal Coat name. There are colors and styles to fit any decor, including the one paneling design you've been wanting. Whether you're a contractor, builder, or do-it-yourselfer, you can depend on the quality materials from Miller Brothers Lumber Company. You're invited to visit the showroom and see the latest in Masonite panelings, and to see them for lumber, millwork, insulation, and other building materials you need for any job. Since 1928, Miller Brothers have been known for quality, reliability, and fast service, as well as down-to-earth prices. Miller Brothers Lumber Company, 4918 West Lawrence. Open daily till 4:30. For delivery, call Avenue 3, 3460.
When it's time to get up in the morning, when it's time to get out of bed, the very best way to kick off the day is to listen
to WLTD 1590.
Yes, indeed. 1590 is the spot to be, and we're in that spot. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet today and every day, Monday through Friday, unless, of course, we're not around and Mike Schwimmer sits in for us. Our thanks to Mike for doing the duty this last couple of days. Appreciate that very much, and I hope you had a good time with Mike. He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing, and he has a lot of good information about lots of things, and we appreciate his being able to sit in for us. Hey, we're going to be in here tomorrow afternoon on our Those Were the Days program from 1 until 5 as we talk about radio in the 1930s, going way back to those Depression days, as a matter of fact. And we've got a big closet filled with things to share with you. We've got a Jack Benny Jello program from 1938, and it comes from New York, and Jack's guest is Fred Allen. You'll also hear Robert Ripley, believe it or not, on that show. And we'll have the Al Jolson Lifebuoy Show from the 30s. We'll have an episode, the first episode, of Tarzan of the Apes, a regular serial from 1934, starring, I can't think of the name of the man who plays Tarzan, but Jane is played by Joan Burroughs, the daughter of Edgar Rice Burroughs, who wrote and created Tarzan. We'll also have a Johnson's Wax program from 1936 before Fibber McGee, and from 1935, an hour-long Let's Have Fun program from CBS with Helen Morgan and Ken Murray. Lots of good stuff coming up tomorrow afternoon right here on WLTD.
Now, here's a story about the Rock Island Line. Now, the Rock Island Line, she runs down to New Orleans. And just outside of New Orleans, there's a big toll gate. And all the trains...
Pardon me just a moment. Pardon me?
Yeah?
Are you going to sing the song,
well,
or read it, or what?
Well, I will sing it, but first I always tell a little of the story behind the Rock Island Line. Sort of sketch in a little background, as it were.
You are going to sing, though.
In just a second. I get to it.
Well, let's get to it then, huh?
Okay, and all the trains that go to the toll gate, why, they got to pay the man some money. But, of course, if you got certain things on board, you're okay. You don't have to pay the man out. I mean, you're okay with him. I mean,
all right, let's step right along here. Let's snap it up.
Okay. Now, just now we see a train. She coming down the line. And when she comes up in the toll gate, the driver, he shouts down to the man. He saying, I got pigs. I got horses. I got cows.
Look, you can skip all of that.
You know, let me name all the animals.
Yes, I know, but we don't need that.
Let me get to the sheep.
Well, that doesn't make any difference.
Well, it makes a difference to the sheep.
Yes, I know, but let's get the train rhythm going here. Never mind the sheep.
Okay, after the driver say, I got all livestock, I got all livestock, I got all livestock. Good man say, well, you're all right, boy. You go right on through. You have to pay me nothing. I mean,
Look, fella.
I didn't mention the sheep.
I know, but let's skip the recitation, huh?
Okay, but...
Let's get to the meat of it.
Okay, I've come to the best part now. The driver fool him.
He fool him?
Yeah, I say, I fooled you, I fooled you.
Well, look, let's just sing the song.
Well, you didn't let me get to the pig iron part.
Just
that's
the
payoff
the song,
to the, I think you ought to let me tell how he fooled the tollgate man with a pig iron.
Will you just sing the song,
get
please?
Get a big reaction to it in clubs, and a lot of people waiting to see how the story
will you just
come out.
Sing the song?
Well, you're going to disappoint him, that's all.
I'll take the chance.
Okay, here we go. I want to rock a little thing, change the mind and get round. I want to rock a... You sure you didn't want the pig iron part?
Forget it, will you? Forget it.
Okay. Little line, here's a line to write. I want to rock a little line, change the mind and get round. But if you want to ride it, got to ride it like you find it. Got your ticket at the station for to rock a little line.
Look, Mumbles. Hey, Mumbles. What is this? Get your chicken at the station?
Oh, ticket. Get your ticket at the station.
Oh, get your ticket
Gee,
at
was,
the station.
Try not to interrupt me, huh? A, B, C, W, X, Y, Z. The cat's in the cupboard, but he don't see me.
Now, wait a minute.
Another rock on
the... Wait a minute. The A, B, C, W, X, Y, Z with the cats in the cupboard. I don't know. What has the A, B, C got to do with the cats in the cupboard?
What's it got to do with it? It's
I know. Is it a social significance of some kind?
No,
it's just a difference of something?
Traditional lyric.
It's a traditional lyric.
I don't know,
Well, thanks very much. That'll be fine.
I got one more course.
One more.
Rock on the line. Here's a mighty good road. I'm gonna rock on the line. Here's a road to ride. I'm gonna rock on the line. Here's a mighty good road. Whenever you want to ride, I got to ride it like you found to get the dick. But it's safe for the rock on the line.
Is that it? That's the end?
Yeah, that's it. I just hope it sells without the pig iron
part. Well, forget about the pig iron part.
I'm just trying to sketch in a little background.
Yes, I know. Sketch in the background.
You're gonna release the record?
Fill her up, Caleb.
No, I don't.
Right, Mr. Benson. You know, all this stop and go driving today is sure murder on gas mileage.
Murder on motor oil too. Fills it with acids and dirt. terrible for your engine.
Oh, is that right?
Yep, that's why smart people use Quaker State. It neutralizes acids, keeps dirt in suspension, really protects your engine.
You saying I need Quaker State?
Sure beats needing a new engine.
Quaker State, your car, to keep it running young.
Attention, nostalgia buffs. They're recreating New Orleans right here in Illinois.
Picturesque.
With a dozen kinds of old-time fun your family will enjoy.
Ah, yeah.
It's a home site, haven, playground, unlike anything you've seen.
And the name, pray tell.
New Landing for the Delta Queen.
Ah, yeah.
The New Landing for the Delta Queen, a recreational community combining the wooded hills of Wisconsin, the lakes of Minnesota, and the privacy you've always wanted. It's close by, right here in Illinois, just 90 miles away. The New Landing has a lake with beaches, an adjacent golf course, camping facilities, picnic area, fishing. It's all yours to enjoy now. They're building a clubhouse replica of the famous Delta Queen riverboat. Come on out this weekend. Be our guest. Have breakfast and lunch. Enjoy swimming and boating. Call Chicago, 649-0808. That's 649-0808. Or call, or rather write, WLTD Radio, Evanston, 60202. Permission to use the name Delta Queen granted by Green Line Steamers. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet, 12 and a half minutes past 8 on this Friday morning. 73 degrees along the lakefront, 70 at O'Hare, and at Midway, the humidity is 76, that's the spirit, and the wind is out of the southwest at 5 miles an hour. Well, we kind of review the passing parade of radio over the years right here on our WLTD Radio Land Central, I suppose. And John Nesbitt was a man whom on radio always... reviewed the passing parade. Here's part one of the passing parade.
This is John Nesbitt with another review of our passing parade. And this particular chapter will cover two celebrated cases that lie behind the familiar old saying that clothes do not make the man. And the second of these stories changed the history of a nation in the passing parade. We have two principal marchers to watch today. And the first of these men who became famous for proving that clothes do not make the man is a rascal of the top grade, because on a spring day about four decades ago, he was planning an adventure that thousands of people in Europe still talk about to this hour. The scene was Germany before the First World War, and that was the Germany of glittering uniforms and music and laughter and intolerance and liberality. But then as now, a tragic weakness was clear. All Germany loved a uniform, and our hero is a little ghost who understood that fact. For on an April day, there appeared at the Plötzensee swimming baths in Germany, dressed in a badly fitted captain's uniform of the Fusilier Guards, a mild-looking man with blue eyes. He marched to a squad of seven guardsmen. "You will come at once. Fall in." Dumbly, the guardsmen followed. They passed a rifle range where four men of the 4th Guards Regiment were practicing. "Fall in," bellowed the strange little captain, and he was obeyed. The troop arrived at a railroad station. "Clear out car number 4. Official orders." The captain took his growing army as far as the town of Köpenick, which is a suburb of Berlin, and marched them up to the city hall. He posted a sentry at each door and ordered no one to leave nor enter without his permission. Then he strode to the office of the mayor. "You are under military arrest. You will report to His Majesty the Kaiser at once, under armed guard. Fall in." And the dumbfounded mayor of Köpenick, a Dr. Langerhans, went out the door of his office with a bayonet in his ribs. Promptly, the strange captain wheeled and stamped into the treasurer's office. "The city accounts need checking over. Report to His Majesty at once. Guard, accompany this man. He is dangerous." More soldiers fell in around the second prisoner. Now, at the Palace of Neuwach in Berlin, half an hour later, the mayor arrived in front of a bayonet. "Prisoner for His Majesty," said a soldier. The officer of the guard stared. "I know nothing of this." He called the commandant of the city, Count von Moltke. The count called Prince Joachim of Prussia. The prince called in a detective. The detective telephoned the city hall of Köpenick. "Who is this captain?" No one knew. "Well, why don't you arrest him?" "Because we can't get out. He's locked us all in." And then into Berlin poured a series of telegraph messages about missing soldiers. But the mysterious captain had disappeared. 6 months later, two detectives who had been spending their days and night tracing down clues strode into a tiny shoemaker's shop. The cobbler, William Voigt, 57 years old, looked up brightly. "We arrest you for the most atrocious insult that has ever been committed in the city of Köpenick. And the shoemaker began to laugh. For 5 years, I have been trying to make an honest living, but always the policemen and the soldiers of Köpenick have been hounding me. And that was my revenge. I merely stole a uniform from a tailor shop and set out to see what it would do for me. To jail went William Voigt, the shoemaker who had hoaxed the nation, but nevertheless he is a hero today in Central Europe, and men still meet in beer gardens to recall the day when a cobbler conquered a city. He is dead now, he's just a shade in the parade, but he marches out of sight cheerfully, still wearing his wonderful stolen uniform. I did not believe the captain of Köpenick's story for a long time, but I find that it is entirely true. Throughout Europe, people who hate militarism still cite it to prove that in Germany, a uniform was held in such a high regard that people were blind to the man inside the trappings. And there is much truth in it. Criminals escaping from justice long ago found out that if they could just get into some sort of a uniform, they stood a fair chance of going around unrecognized. For we seldom look at the face of the streetcar conductor very closely, or the elevator operator, or the uniformed doorman, or the usher in a big movie theater, all of which is getting me away from the stories of these two men whose clothing did kick up a tremendous fuss in the world. So after a moment, we'll describe the remarkable case of Perkin Warbeck, whose clothing started a first-class revolution in Time's passing parade.
Kind of interesting, isn't it? I never think about the fact that a uniform disguises the man inside of it. You look at the uniform and say, that's a streetcar conductor. No, maybe you don't say that. You don't see any streetcar conductors today. Does anyone out there remember streetcars? This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet. 18 minutes past 8 o'clock, 73 degrees. We'll get back to the passing parade after this.
Mr. Interest Accumulator, champion of the people, defender of the vault, guardian of our fundamental rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of daily interest on passbook savings. And it shall be my duty as interest accumulator not only to pay the highest interest permitted by the limit of the law, but to pay it to all persons holding passbook savings accounts perpetrated at Northwest Federal Savings, and to defend with equal vigor the rights and privileges of all Chicagoland savers to open and hold an account at Northwest Federal Savings, earning top interest from the date of deposit to the date of withdrawal.
Come on, Herringbone. We're going to 4901 Irving Park Road, one block west of Cicero, to Northwest Federal Savings to investigate the case of the growing balance.
And if you save at Northwest Federal, not only will you be smart, but your money will be smart. And that leads me into the title of the film that we're going to be showing in the Memory Club at Northwest Federal Savings tomorrow evening. It's called Smart Money, from 1931, with Edward G. Robinson and James Cagney, and their only picture together. It's a great film. It is really good. Robinson was never better, especially in a kind of a wise guy role from the 30s there, 1931. It's a Warner Brothers Vitaphone picture. It's really good. Hope you can come join us tomorrow evening in the community room at Northwest Federal for the Memory Club meeting. And the doors open at 7. The film, Smart Money, from 1931, with Cagney and Robinson, starts at 8 o'clock. The dues are a dollar. We'll be happy to have you there. We'll see you then, okay?
Okay.
Now that it's clearance time, you can get the buy of the year on the car of the year.
Take a close look at the LTD, the quiet, well-made car.
That's Ford's LTD, winner of Motor Trend Magazine's Full-Size Sedan of the Year Award and Road Test Car of the Year Prize. And you can drive off in the winner today, because right now is clearance time at your Ford dealers. And there's never been a better time to own the quiet Ford LTD. LTD's got the kind of luxury found in cars costing thousands more. Automatic transmission, power steering, power front disc brakes are all standard.
You can tell by the feel in the wheel and the feeling you get when you look inside. Take a close look at the LTD, the quiet, well-made car.
You waited this long. Now it's clearance time. Get the buy of the year on the car of the year. Your Ford dealer's LTD.
Ford. The closer you look, the better we look.
21 minutes past 8 o'clock in the Hall Closet. Chuck Shaden with you and John Nesbitt.
John Nesbitt on the reviewing stand again. In the same year that Columbus discovered America, probably the least important person in all of County Cork, Ireland, was an 18-year-old boy whose name was Perkin Warbeck. He was a big, handsome kid. He had brown eyes and curly hair. He was the son of a beggar. He worked in a dry goods store as a general handy boy and slept in the attic. And the life ambition of this odd job boy was to be a clerk and wait on the customers out front. You could hardly think of any human being less dangerous to mankind. And yet men died because of him. A nation was betrayed into going to war for him. And all because Perkin Warbeck one day put on a suit of fancy clothes and walked down the street. Perkin worked for a dry goods merchant whose name was Pregent Mino. Pregent Mino specialized in fine imported silks and laces. And one day the boss got a great idea for a publicity stunt. Mino dressed the beggar's son in the most expensive suit of clothes in his stock, cut out of the finest, heaviest silk and trimmed with yards of handmade lace, the sort of thing that you might get into today to go to a fancy dress ball. And then he sent Perkin out to parade around the streets of Cork. "Don't answer any questions," he said. "Don't tell anyone who you are. Just walk." And for the next couple of weeks, the beggar's son, Perkin, had the time of his life. Those magnificent clothes. Only a prince or a duke could afford to wear silk and lace, since the average man of that period went around in rags and patches. Everywhere that Perkin went, people stared, and Perkin loved it. Somebody said that he must be a great nobleman in disguise, probably the missing son of the Duke of Clarence. And pretty soon, people were bowing respectfully to that suit of clothes, the suit that contained nothing more important than Perkin Warbeck. The whole city began talking about the mysterious stranger. And then Pregent Mino, the silk merchant, decided that the time had come to uncork the mystery and collect a lot of free publicity. And so this might have ended, and nothing ever come of it. But one night, when the merchant Pregent Mino started home, chuckling about what a smart operator he was, he never got there. Two soldiers, lurking in a dark side street, leaped upon him, ran him through with their swords, and left him there to die. A few moments later, they broke into the attic garret where Perkin Warbeck was asleep. "Get up! Come with us!" Pregent Mino, dying in the street, Perkin Warbeck, dragged off by soldiers, neither with the ghost of an idea why. But the fact was, both of these men had become mixed up with history in which anything can happen. For the fame of the mysterious stranger had spread beyond Ireland, clear across the Channel to Belgium, and there a tall, stern-faced woman smiled. "Bring this beggar's son to me, perhaps he can be useful." For wherever you have a king, you also have little groups of conspirators hiding away in foreign countries plotting ways to upset him. And in Belgium, such a group was led by the stern-faced woman, Lady Margaret, who wanted a puppet king to use to challenge the King of England's right to his throne. And now 5 years have passed. The name Perkin Warbeck has long since been forgotten. But drilled for 5 years by Lady Margaret, he now can ride and hunt and fence. He can speak French, Italian, and read Latin and Greek. He knows how to bow, to nod, to curtly dismiss an inferior, or extend his hand to be kissed. And at last, the beggar's son, one of the greatest impostors in all history, is ready for his supreme achievement. On September the 6th, 1497, a fleet of warships sets out for England. On the deck of the flagship, in golden armor, is Richard, the long-lost brother of Edward the Fifth, the rightful claimant to the throne of England. But if you look closely, you will notice the brown eyes and curly hair of the odd job boy at Pregent Mino's store. On September 7th, the fleet landed at Wales Bay, England. Mounted on a white charger, Perkin Warbeck rode proudly at the head of thousands of troops, men ready to lay down their lives for him and give him a throne. But alas, though clad now in dazzling armor glittering with diamonds, Perkin suddenly rounded a bend in the road and saw the armies of King Henry waiting for him. They charged like mad. Hundreds of men died in agony that day. And Perkin Warbeck, who had forgotten one thing, the man inside the suit of clothes, turned white, gulped, spun his horse around, and fled for his life. Instantly, the armies recognized him as a fraud. For a nobleman and a knight to turn tail in battle was utterly beyond the codes of that warlike age. So, on November the 23rd in 1499, London saw Perkin Warbeck for the last time. He was riding in the executioner's cart to the London Tower. They chopped off his head with the greatest of ease, and once more the old adage proved true. Clothes do not make the man. But the appalling thing about Perkin Warbeck's story is not just that men were deceived by a fancy costume, but they had to die for it. We'll return to close with a brief footnote for today's passing parade. As a footnote for today's stories of men whose clothing kicked up a fuss in the past, it happens that uniforms and fancy dress had a serious part to play in American history. When our country was young, half the leaders wanted to rig up our soldiers, diplomats, and statesmen in dazzling uniforms, but the other half opposed the idea and won. After the Revolution, Benjamin Franklin pointed out that when he wore his simple Quaker dress at the French court, he was the only person present who wasn't rigged out like a hummingbird. And as a result, he was respected by the common people as well as by the aristocrats of France. So ever since that time, our diplomats have worn the simplest of uniforms abroad. And we even permit our presidents little more than a silk hat when they go to take the oath of office. So far, at least, our nation sticks to the idea that clothes do not make the man. John Nesbitt bidding goodbye till we meet again.
Thank you, John Nesbitt. And I wonder if his research advisor is Hansen from Copenhagen over there. The little tailor, huh, with those big ideas. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet. We're going to take a break for the news, and then we'll be back, and we're going to have the Bickersons, and we're going to listen to something from television from Ford's 50th anniversary with Mary Martin and Ethel Merman, and then we've got the couple next door and lots of other goodies, too, so don't touch that dial.
Good morning. WLTD News time is 8:28. I'm Bob Abella with the headlines. Two Chicago women's groups have filed suit in federal court against the Chicago Board of Health. The women are seeking to prevent enforcement of certain sections of the present abortion regulations. Particularly in question in the suit are a 24-hour waiting period prior to abortions, which the suit says is time-consuming for working women, and a required pathological examination, which it says is of questionable medical necessity. Students returning to Quincy Senior High School will have a choice of six new mini-schools when they return to classes August the 31st. They may choose a traditional school, a program individualized education school where they make their own schedules and programs, or even a career school where studies are geared to their specialty. Also available are a fine arts school or a work-study plan. The different plans were outlined yesterday at the opening of a two-day statewide educational conference in Chicago. Senior citizens are in the limelight today at the Illinois State Fair in Springfield. Today is Golden Age Day at the fair, with fair activities especially designed for the 65 and over set. Golden Agers will be admitted to the fairgrounds free until noon to take part in a program at the Illinois building, including contests and awards to be presented by Lieutenant Governor Neil Hartigan. Marion Police Chief L.B. Hunter says he has some suspects in the slaying of 48-year-old Virginia Barbaro, and we'll have details on that and other stories right after this.
Want to beat the high cost of food? Polk Brothers has the answer. Yes, a brand-name freezer. Polk Brothers has the one for your family's needs. From a compact 4-cubic foot to a huge 28-cubic foot. Uprights, chests, and there are even some that never need defrosting. Best of all, they're all Polk-priced. See them all at Polk Brothers. Amana, Admiral, General Electric, Westinghouse, Whirlpool, Hotpoint, and most models are in stock for immediate delivery. Prices start as low as $139. And you know you're getting extra fine quality that spells dependable performance when you choose brand name products from Polk Brothers. So decide right now to start saving money on your food bill and drive over to one of the 15 convenient Polk stores throughout Chicagoland. Polk Brothers is open every weeknight until 10, all day Sunday until 6. Get your brand name freezer at Polk Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Marion Police Chief L.B. Hunter says he has some suspects in the slaying of 48-year-old Virginia Barbaro, though no one has yet been arrested. He says the chances of solving the murder are good. Mrs. Barbaro was found strangled in her apartment yesterday, and Hunter says there were signs of a struggle. Chicago police broke up a robbery at a Northside bank yesterday. Officers forced robbers to drop some $36,000 taken from the bank and to free two hostages taken in that holdup. Three men were arrested, but a fourth man, dressed as a woman, fled into a nearby apartment building and escaped. He is now being sought. Weatherman says partly sunny, warm and humid. Highs should be up in the middle 80s through the day. Lows this evening in the upper 60s. Saturday it'll be partly sunny and continued warm and humid. Highs are expected to be in the upper 80s. Winds are out of the south or southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour through the day and the evening. Right now it's 73 at the beaches, 70 officially at Midway, humidity 76%. And we have a 5-mile-an-hour wind blowing out of the southwest. This has been WLTD Mutual News.
This is Mutual, your news and sports radio network.
Say, why don't you take a moment right now and glance around the inside of your home? Sure, it's the same old place, but is that what you really want? You know, just a simple change in decorating and room planning can be like a beautiful facelift for your home. And the best thing about it, besides looks, is how really inexpensive it can be. Your answer is Best Fit. Best Fit, a company of experts at home interiors. They'll not only suggest the best possible fabric designs and slipcovers, draperies, upholstery for the unique personality of your home, but they'll amaze you with how little you'll spend for such a beautiful difference. So why don't you call right now for a free estimate? Best Fit will rush a representative over to show you what can be done. And of course, there's absolutely no charge or obligation whatever. So you call right now, 463-0666. 463-0666. Call Best Fit today, 463-0666.
Okay, this is Chuck Shaden back with you in the hall closet on this Friday morning, the last day of the week for you. Perhaps not for us. We'll be here tomorrow all day with lots of good sounds for you and in the Memory Club tomorrow night. And our thanks to Mike Schwimmer for sitting in for us this week. You know, we haven't done for a while. We haven't wound up our old vintage Victrola, so I think we're going to do that. Bob Abella, who's about ready to depart for a couple of weeks himself to get a little sun and adventure this summer, and he's got it all wound up for us. We've got the two doors on the top of the Victrola, in the front of it actually, open with the microphones, just a little bit position. Yeah, right. Right in the center there, Bob. Now, on the bottom shelf, open the two doors on the bottom, and on the bottom shelf there's a record from 1928 down there. Be careful with it. It's a Paul Whiteman record. You want to put that on the turntable up there. Right, right. This is Henry Bussey doing a cornet solo on a Paul Whiteman recorded a record made back in 1928, February 10th of 1928. Are we all set? Why don't you put the needle on the record and let's listen to Love Nest.
Thank you.
Okay, that's Paul Whiteman and Love Nest. Record with Henry Bussey, Cornet Solo. Hey, be careful with the record, Bob. Bob, be careful. You really want to go away for 2 weeks, don't you? You don't want it to be forever. Be careful with that record. 1928, February 10th was the date on that. Paul Whiteman and Love Nest, which happened to be, of course, the theme song used by George Burns and Gracie Allen. Not, of course, that particular record, but the music. It's 23 minutes before 9 o'clock in Chicagoland. Partly sunny, warm, and humid today. High in the mid-80s, lower near the lake. Tonight, fair and warm, low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, Saturday, partly sunny, continued warm and humid. High in the upper 80s, a little lower near the lake. South to southeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour today and tonight. It's 73 along the lakefront, 70 at the airport, 76 is the humidity, and the wind is out of the southwest at 5 miles an hour. Right now, we can advise you that passbook savings at Northwest Federal Savings earn a giant 5.25% per year. That's 5.25% on regular passbook savings. There's no higher passbook savings rate available anywhere in Chicagoland. And Northwest Federal is now paying up to 6.75% per year on savings certificates. And that, with interest compounded, will yield over 7%. So it pays to save at Northwest Federal Savings, 4901 Irving Park Road, one block west of Cicero on Irving Park. Have any questions about these somewhat confusing savings operations these days? Why don't you give them a call? They're more than happy to chat with you and give you all of the information that you require about your savings program. Northwest Federal Savings, Spring 7, 7200, and I just love the fact that they've still got an old exchange telephone number with a word in the exchange instead of all 777s and all that sort of thing. Spring 7, 7200. Spring into action at Northwest Federal Savings. Let's spring into some comedy now with the Bickersons.
To live in Cape Canaveral. All he needs is a launching pad. John, go on. Go sleep in the bathtub. Go on. Now, I didn't get off your back.
Get off my back, Roger. What's the matter, Roger? What's the matter?
I'm not going to spend another night suffering through this kind of torture. I'm growing old before my time.
What time is it?
Don't be so funny, John Bickerson.
I'm not being funny, Blanche. I'm sleepy.
Look at me. I've got crow's feet around my eyes. My forehead's all wrinkled and my chin is sagging. I'm beginning to look like an old witch. It's true, isn't it?
I wouldn't say that.
Why not, John?
I'll be awake for the rest of the night.
Then it is true. You think I look like an old witch.
I didn't say that.
But you think it of me.
I don't think anything of you.
You don't think anything of me is right. You don't even know I exist.
Blanche, what's the matter with you? Why don't you let me sleep? You know, I have to catch a plane at 7 in the morning.
Then why did you come home so late?
I told you 50 times my car broke down and I had to push it home.
A likely story.
Blanche, what do you want me to say?
If your car broke down, why didn't you call me?
I didn't have a dime.
You did, too. I gave you a quarter this morning. Who'd you take to dinner tonight?
The whole chorus from the Cobra Cabana. That's me, boy, Diamond Jim Bickerson. Why don't you let me sleep, Blanche?
But you never even thought of calling me. I sat here at 1 o'clock in the morning worrying myself into a stew. What'd you eat?
Stew. Put out the lights, Blanche.
You sure have the answers, don't you, John?
Answers, questions. All I want to do is close my eyes for a couple of hours before I take off.
Sure, get up and run away. Fly all over the country. You don't care about me.
I'm only going overnight. I'll be back on Sunday.
If you cared for me, you wouldn't leave me.
I'm not leaving you. I have to fly to Las Vegas on business, and I'll be gone for about 24 hours.
Well, why can't you take me with you?
Because you don't take a ham sandwich to a banquet.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. Just wish you'd put out the lights and let me sleep.
Tell the truth. Aren't you sorry you married me just a little bit?
I'm not sorry just a little bit.
You're sorry a whole lot.
I'm not sorry at all.
You love me still?
I don't know. I never saw you that way.
There you go again. the whole 8 years of our marriage.
Oh, brother.
At night, you won't talk because you're too sleepy. In the morning, you swallow your coffee, kick the cat, and go to work. You never want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Not to me, anyway. I mean a real conversation, John.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know you haven't actually spoken to me for 3 months?
I know it.
Why is that, John?
I didn't want to interrupt you.
See? And you say I start everything. Can't you say something nice to me once in a while? Must you always dig at me?
Blanche, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't care. I try to be sweet and you won't even be civil. Why did you marry me if you can't stand the sight of me?
I can stand the sight of you.
But you don't love me.
Yes, I do.
You don't.
I tell you, I do.
And why don't you say it?
I've said it until I'm blue in the face. I've made records in 7 different languages. I've got your face embroidered on my underwear. I even offered to stamp out John Loves Blanche with a hot branding iron, didn't I? You wouldn't let me do it, would you?
No.
Why not?
Because it was burning my hip.
If you can't stand a little pain, don't keep asking for proof of my love. I'm going to tell you for the last time, Blanche, no man ever felt about a woman the way I do about you.
Honest?
Honest.
Do you really despise me?
You know I do.
What?
I mean, no. Now, you know darn well you deliberately trapped me into that. You stop tormenting me, Blanche.
Go ahead, scream at me and then run out of town. Leave me here to die.
What's the matter now?
I'm sick. I get fainting spells all the time, and the doctor doesn't know what it is. I know I'll never recover.
Oh, don't be silly. You'll recover. You've got a healthy constitution.
I have not.
You have, too. You had pneumonia and you got well. You had the flu and you got well. You had the mumps and you got well. You've had 60 diseases and you always got well. I never saw such a healthy woman in all my life.
Only unsympathetic. I'm feeling wretched. It's a good thing we don't have any children.
Oh, dear.
I can just imagine what kind of a life a poor little child would have in this house.
Mm.
To have a father who constantly raves and rants, selfish and thoughtless. Man who can't bear the sight of his own child.
What are you talking about?
Me sick in bed and a poor little infant crying in the crib, crying his heart out for little attention.
Blanche!
Why don't you feed the baby, John?
Why don't you stop knocking yourself out? You know I had to be on my toes when I get to Las Vegas. Do you want me to lose my job?
I don't care if you do.
Blanche, I beg you, don't make me miss that plane.
Why do you have to go? Why doesn't your boss take the plane?
My boss is an old man and he's confined to a wheelchair. He's a sexagenarian.
Imagine, at his age, too. Why do you work for such horrible people, John?
There's nothing wrong with my boss.
Well, I won't sleep a wink all the time you're away. You going on a safe airplane?
There's no danger. Just go to sleep and don't worry.
Well, get me my sleeping pills from the bathroom.
Sleeping pills? Why don't you take them before you go to bed? It's almost time to get up.
Oh, hurry up and get them before I fall asleep.
Who stole my slipper?
I packed it away in your satchel. Have you got the key?
It hasn't got a lock. I'll have to cut the string. Probably at the bottom of the bag.
John, I thought you said it was a safe plane.
It is safe.
Then why are you taking that parachute?
What parachute? These are the shorts you gave me for Christmas.
Now don't wrinkle them like that. Can't you find your slipper?
I got it. One slipper. The only man in the world with one slipper.
Oh, stop complaining.
How can a man check into a hotel with one slipper?
Lots of men have checked into hotels with worse things. Get me my sleeping pills.
I can't find any sleeping pills.
They're on the top shelf in the green bottle.
Are these the sleeping pills?
Sure they are.
I've been taking 3 a day. I thought they were vitamin capsules. No wonder they didn't pep me up. Put out the lights.
Wait a minute. How do you expect me to take a pill?
Hmm?
Get me a glass of water, John.
Oh, nuts.
Don't disturb the canary.
Okay, okay. Here's your water. Here. Good night.
John?
Hmm?
This water tastes funny. Did you let it run?
No.
Why not?
The cat was sleeping in the sink and I didn't want to disturb it.
Well, where did you get the water?
I dipped it out of the goldfish bowl.
John!
Don't get hysterical. Water's all right. I took it out of the icebox. Put out the lights and let me sleep.
I'd have been asleep hours ago if it wasn't for your snoring.
Oh. Can I help it if I snore?
Yes, you can. Dr. Hersey says you snore because you have a long pedicle and it dangles on your esophagus.
Put out the lights.
He says he can cure it in his office with a very simple operation. Why don't you let him fix it?
I'll go down there when I get back.
You say it, but you won't do it. Do it now.
What?
Go on, get up and let Dr. Hersey pull out your pedicle.
Are you out of your mind, Blanche? It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm not going to let that horse doctor chop on my pedicle.
He doesn't chop, he sits.
I don't care if he shoots it off with a .22. Nobody is going to pull out my pedicle. Now, will you please let me close my eyes for 5 minutes?
Bet you'd do it quick enough if Gloria Gooseby asked
you
to.
Don't start with Gloria Gooseby.
If you were married to her, she'd scream so loud you'd give up in a hurry.
She always screams and I never give up.
What?
I hate the sight of Gloria Gooseby, and I wish her husband Leo would drop dead too.
What have you got against Leo?
Nothing. I'm so exhausted, I don't know what I'm saying. Please, Blanche, can't you understand? I gotta be in shape for my trip in the morning.
Well, all right. Have you got your plane ticket?
No, I didn't have time to pick it up. I'll get it at the airport.
What are you going to do for money?
I've got enough. There's plenty in the sugar bowl.
There's nothing in the sugar bowl.
There is, too. I looked last night.
You didn't look tonight.
Well, I'm not going to get up and look. Blanche, you didn't.
Didn't I?
You couldn't. I mean, you wouldn't take that...
You don't really have to make this trip, John, and I was just thinking...
The money, Blanche.
Yes, well, I have an opportunity to get a sweet little hat. You can wear it with the brim up or you can turn it down. It's $50.
Turn it down.
Well, I was thinking...
Blanche, stop thinking so much. Where is my plane fare?
I haven't got it, John.
What? Oh, Blanche, don't tell me you spent it on something foolish.
No, I gave it to a bookbinder.
A bookbinder? What do we need with a bookbinder? Our book is in perfect condition.
Not that kind of a bookbinder. This man goes to the racetrack. He's a trout.
Trout? Racetrack? Oh, Blanche, did you bet that money with a bookmaker?
I was doing it for you, John. I wanted to make enough money so you could buy me a new fur coat for my birthday.
Doing it for me? How can you squander my money like that? I deny myself everything. I've been sewing collars on your old bloomers and wearing them for turtleneck sweaters. I don't even drink my bourbon anymore. I just chew on the cork and hit myself over the head with a bottle. I never spend a penny on myself.
You bought a tie pin last week.
It wasn't a tie pin. It was a hypodermic needle. I've been selling my blood. You listen to me, Blanche. Things are going to be different around here. From now on, I'm going to spend the money and you can do the working.
What?
I'm going to blow every penny on myself. Buy all the things I've always longed for. New pants with zippers instead of paper clips. Real face lotion instead of fly spray. I'm even going to buy 3 silver faucets for the bathtub.
3 faucets?
Hot, cold, and bourbon. And if you want to bet on the races, I'll give you something to bet on. You're going to buy me a racehorse.
John, you're out of your mind. I can't get you a racehorse.
Yes, you can. They sell them at the racetrack. You hear me?
All right, I'll go in the morning.
You say it, but you won't do it. Do it now.
What?
Go on, get up and buy me a horse.
Stop yelling at me like that.
I don't care. You've had it coming to you for a long time.
I've never been so unhappy in all my life. You think I had to meet a man with such an awful disposition? I wish I had known that you were such a terrible, low-down character before I married you.
Go on, you knew it, and so did everybody else.
How any man could have such a savage temper. Believe me, John Bickerson, I'd pack up and go home to my mother if it wasn't for one thing.
What's that?
My mother packed up and went home to her mother.
Listen, Blanche, do you think I enjoy sitting up all night fighting like this? Have you ever asked yourself the reason why we argue so much?
I can't understand it.
Well, just think for a minute. Why is it that an easygoing fella, a guy who would run a mile to avoid a fight, why is it that I turn into a demon every night of my life?
You've got me, John.
That's the reason. Good night, Blanche.
Good night, John.
That's fun with Don Amici and Frances Langford, the Bickersons. So we'll join the Bickersons again one of these days. We've got another couple coming up after 9 o'clock sometime. The couple next door, Ethel and Albert. So maybe you'd like to hear a little another couple that don't bicker like that so much. It's 8.5 minutes before 9 o'clock. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet, 73 degrees along the lakeshore. Here's a sound for you from our cassette tape of the month for the month of August. Let's tune in for a minute to The Adventures of Casey, Crime Photographer.
You and Captain Logan ain't figured out who was behind that attempt to mow you down last night, huh, Casey?
No.
I figured it out.
Now, Andy,
everything points to Joe Kirby, Casey, and you know
I don't know anything of the kind. Kirby looks on me as nothing more than a nuisance. He wouldn't take the trouble to have me bumped off.
Bumping a guy off ain't much trouble for that Joe Kirby. He's got the smoothest working crime organization in this town.
You've been much more than a nuisance to him. He knows you've done your best to trace the murder of Sam Alberts to him.
I haven't gotten anywhere with my tracing, have I?
Well, he may think you've gotten further than you have. And you didn't let me finish about his reasons. Now, you've tried to interfere with his personal affairs.
Oh, you mean that?
I mean Sandra Lamson. You've done everything possible to keep her away from him.
I got nowhere with that project, either.
Who's...
Little story there from Casey, crime photographer. It's a good adventure. Bad Little Babe is the title of it. Casey, of course, is the cameraman who covers the city. He gets a phone call from a woman warning him of danger. That's the adventure on our cassette for August. The fun comes when we tune into Life with Luigi with J. Carroll Nash, Ellen Reed, Hans Conried, Luigi's night school Americanization class deciding to have a picnic. Good fun with Life with Luigi. Good adventure. Casey, crime photographer. It's together on our cassette tape of the month for the month of August. Many listeners have been getting these cassettes, and we're happy to provide this means of beginning or continuing a collection of vintage radio sounds on tape. If you'd like Casey and Luigi, send $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, Illinois, 60053. That's $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. Your cassette tape of the month will be rushed on its way to you. Nothing is sent automatically. If you'd like our tape for September, tune in next month and order again. But to get your cassette tape of the month for August, Casey, crime photographer, and Life with Luigi, send $4.95 to the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. That's the Hall Closet, Box 421, Morton Grove, 60053. Now let's tune in to Frank Sinatra, Goody from Not So Long Ago, Young at Heart.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart.
It is Frank. Sounds a little different there than he did this morning earlier when we had the command performance program from the 1940s. He was doing a little singing and some comedy there with Nelson Eddy. That's kind of nice. Always nice to have Sinatra on deck. And he's making a comeback, huh? Or he's making a return from his retirement. If you're a collector of anything, then you should also collect Hobbies Magazine, the monthly publication filled with informative articles about collectors and collecting. Page after page of valuable information, antiques, collectibles, antique shows, flea markets, where to buy, where to sell. Hobbies Magazine has everything for beginners and experienced collectors as well. You can subscribe today. 12 issues in 12 months, only $6. Send $6 to Hobbies Magazine, care of WLTD, Evanston, 60202. And be sure to tune in to Ann Gilbert's Collector's World tomorrow and every Saturday at 12:30 noon on WLTD, presented by Hobbies Magazine. Tomorrow, Ann Gilbert's guest will be Mike Darling, curator of the Evanston Historical Society. And they'll be talking about lots of collectible things, so I think maybe you'll want to tune in. And speaking of tuning in, next week in the Hall Closet, we'll be tuning in to lots of good sounds Monday through Friday. Judy Garland's going to make an appearance on both Monday and Friday. Monday, she'll be joining Bob Hope in a show from 1951. And Friday, she'll be joining Bing Crosby in a show from 1951. Monday, we'll also have Bill Stern and Mindy Carson, headlines of tomorrow and the Alan Young Show. Tuesday, it'll be Truth or Consequences with Ralph Edwards, broadcasting from Chicago. We'll have the Milton Berle Radio Show with Uncle Milty saluting New York, and a crime club adventure called Hearses Don't Hurry. And Wednesday morning in the Hall Closet, we'll have Fibber McGee and Molly and a couple of the spin-off programs that came from the Fibber McGee and Molly program. We'll tune into Beulah and the Great Gildersleeve. And there's other things coming up, too, so you want to stick around and don't touch that dial. This is Chuck Shaden. We'll take a break for the news, and then we'll be back.
Did you ever think of drinking, drinking orange juice, thinking orange juice beside breakfast, at the beach, on a picnic, anywhere at all, any time at all, not just breakfast? Think of orange juice on ice, try it once or twice, keeps you cool and nice in the summer.
Of orange juice over ice. It's 100% juice, so naturally pure, so good for you. And remember, a day without orange juice is like a day without sunshine. No matter where you are,
think of drinking orange juice any time of day from the Florida sunshine tree.
From the Florida orange growers.
WLTD Evanston.
Good morning, 9 a.m., and time for Mutual News on the Hour, presented by Bank of Lincolnwood.
New reports this hour from Saigon indicate stepped-up communist attacks on the former imperial capital of Hue. Heavy fighting also reported just 15 miles southwest of Saigon. The military situation reported quiet in Cambodia this morning, and the South Vietnamese government issues a denial.
South Vietnam has not sent, and has no plans to do so, 10,000 soldiers to help President Lon Nol's men in Cambodia fight insurgent forces. Government spokesman Bui Bao Truc described as untrue a charge by Viet Cong negotiator Nguyen Van Hue in Paris that the soldiers were already in neighboring Cambodia.
Exiled Cambodian Prince Sihanouk has claimed through his representative in Paris that it's only a matter of time before communist forces initiate a complete takeover in Cambodia. The announcement in Paris also claimed that special communist agents sent by Prince Sihanouk have infiltrated Phnom Penh and are enlisting support of the people and undermining the morale of government troops. This is comprehensive news from Mutual Radio. I'm Ted Reuter.
Where have all the passports gone? Gone a-glimmering. A better system's come along. Statement savings. Faster service, more windows, longer hours, better for all. Bank of Lincolnwood serves faster with our statement savings plan. Bank of Lincolnwood offers even more service with statement savings. 18 lobby tellers and 9 drive-in windows handle all your savings, deposits, and withdrawals. Longer hours, too. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 to 1 on Saturday. and Statement Savings is better for all. No more worries about losing or misplacing that passbook. No need to come in at interest time. It's automatic, and you receive a statement every 3 months. And now, all our interest rates are up 0.5%. Bank of Lincolnwood meets all bank competition. Try Statement Savings, too. You like it. Bank of Lincolnwood, Toohey and Lincoln Avenues, across from the Hyatt House. Member FDIC.
Senator Sam Ervin, chairman of the Senate Watergate Committee, says Congress can end its investigation in a hurry, as President Nixon suggests, if the chief executive releases the White House tapes. Senator Ervin says release of the tapes will not damage the nation, nor ruin the presidency, nor cause the heavens to fall in. Mutual's Forrest Boyd, standing by at the White House, says President Nixon may soon have more to say on the Watergate affair.
The first follow-up to the president's Watergate address will be an appearance before the VFW convention in New Orleans next Monday. If there is to be a demonstration of support for the president anywhere, it should happen there. The South has been generally in support of the president, and the VFW would be considered friendly because of an agreement on Vietnam policies. There will probably be a motorcade through downtown New Orleans, and then the speech to 45,000 delegates, a good launching pad on a search for public confidence.
The second Skylab crew continues in Earth orbit this hour, NASA more confident than ever that the mission can be completed in its fullest capacity. Mutual News asks NASA's Don Green in Houston what the astronauts are up to today.
Astronaut Lazma will aim still cameras out the space station window to record a natural phenomenon. His photo target of opportunity is an active volcano in New Britain in the Southwest Pacific.
President Nixon will travel to Europe in November, reportedly to sign a new declaration of principles in the Atlantic Alliance. President Nixon has proclaimed August 26th as Women's Equality Day. The man who was the voice of Popeye the Sailor Man for 40 years is dead. Harry Foster Welch died at Blowing Rock Hospital in North Carolina at age 74. You're listening to Mutual News.
Weatherwise in the area, partly sunny, warm and humid through the day and the evening. Highs are expected to be up in the middle 80s this afternoon, and this evening the lows will be in the upper 60s. On Saturday, it'll be partly sunny, continued warm and humid. Highs are expected to hit the upper 80s and possibly around 90. Winds are out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour through the day and the evening. Right now along the lakeshore, 74, and officially at Midway, 74 degrees. The humidity, 66%, and the winds are out of the southwest at 7 miles an hour. WLTD Mutual News on the hour is presented by Bank of Lincolnwood, Toohey and Lincoln Avenues. Now with big news for savers, earn 7.75% on four-year savings certificates of $10,000 or more. Bank of Lincolnwood, growing with you and our neighbor, Ada Metal Products Incorporated.
This is Mutual, your news and sports radio network.
At Polk Brothers, the words Polk Size Trade-In are an important part of our business. We recondition, guarantee, and sell these traded-in items, even export them. Refrigerators, for example. Right now, folks want a reconditioned unit for their summer cottage, so Polk Brothers can give you a real value for your present refrigerator. And like an automobile, an operating unit is more valuable than one that's not. So if yours is making strange sounds, visit Polk Brothers now. Choose your new one from names like Amana, Frigidaire, Admiral, General Electric, Westinghouse, Hot Point, Whirlpool, Philco Ford, and truly save thanks to Polk Brothers' meaningful trade-in allowance. Get Polk's free delivery at the same time we pick up your trade-in. So whether it's one unit or 100 for an apartment complex, enjoy the many new features available. Ice makers, no frost, wheels. Get the low Polk price and a meaningful Polk-size trade-in allowance. Nightly till 10, Sundays till 6.
It is so wonderful, it is so very good when you are listening to... Listening to WLTD 1590.
And this is Chuck Shaden back with you in our hall closet after a couple days off. Thanks to Mike Schwimmer for sitting in for us. We sure appreciate that. And we hope that you are well yourself out there after a couple days of not being in touch with each other. We've got lots of good things coming up in this segment of our hall closet program today. The first of which comes to us from television. We've been all week long You've been tuning into Vincent Edwards out in Las Vegas. I know Mike finished that up yesterday, so today we thought we'd do a kind of an in-person performance from television. We're going back some 20 years to 1953. The date was June 15th of 1953, live television in Chicago. It was 9:30 in the evening. Had to be a Sunday, and it was really a fantastic program. It was a big program saluting the Ford Motor Company on their 50th anniversary. That's 20 years ago, so right now they're celebrating their 70th anniversary. Part of that program featured the talents of Mary Martin and Ethel Merman. This has been one of the most fantastic show-stopping things of all time as far as I'm concerned, and we've got the whole duet, that classic duet between Mary Martin and Ethel Merman, coming up right now.
About it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Stay on your dressing room, they've hung a star. Let's go on with the show. The costumes, the scenery, the makeup, the props, the audience that lifts you when you're down. The headaches, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops, the sheriff who will start you out of town. The opening when your heart beats like a drum. The closing when the customers don't come. There's no business like show business, like no business I know. You get word before the show has started that your favorite uncle died at dawn. And top of that, your pa and ma have parted. You're brokenhearted, but you go on. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Even with a turkey that you know will fold, you may be stranded out in the cold. Still you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold. Let's go on with the show.
I'm as horny as cats in August. I'm as normal as blueberry pie. No more of parties and girls in Ohio. I have found me a wonderful guy. I am in the conventional day, there with a conventional star in my eye. And you will note there's a lump in my throat when I speak of that wonderful guy. I'm as trite as gay as a daisy in May, a cliche coming through. I'm romantic and bright as a moon, happy night, pouring light on the dew. I'm as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy.
I think that'd be good.
By the light of the silvery moon, I want a spoon. To my honey I'll croon love's tune. Wait till the sunshine mellows, when the clouds go drifting by, we will be so happy, Nelly. Don't let me hear you make a sigh. Don't let me hear you make a sigh. I'm the Sheik of Araby. Your love belongs to me. At night when you're asleep, into your tent
That's Mary Martin and Ethel Merman on the Ford 50th Anniversary TV show back in 1953. We're going to continue with that in the hall closet in just a moment or so.
Our volunteer fireman's picnic never gets rained out. But fortunately, our hot dogs and sauerkraut do.
Soggy. Heartburn. The rolls look like runny mashed potatoes. My stomach feels like warm soda. My head like a Bunsen burner. Wish I had some Alka-Seltzer. Got plenty of water. Man, that Alka-Seltzer would go to work when I drink it. Settle my upset stomach and headache fast. Oh, here it comes again. Anybody got a rowboat?
It's 13 and a half minutes past 9 o'clock, 74 degrees along the lakefront, 73 at O'Hare, it's 74 at Midway. The humidity is 66%, dropping just a little bit. The wind is out of the southwest now at 7 miles an hour. Going to get into the middle 80s today, down to the low, or rather the upper 60s tonight, and into the upper 80s again tomorrow with partly sunny skies. So it looks like a nice weekend coming up. For you parents of boys about ready for high school, you want your son to get the most from the 4 years after grade school? To get professional counseling anytime he needs it, to be encouraged to express his individual ideas, not considered just a number in an overcrowded school, and to get the best education possible from top instructors. Well, of course you do, and it is at Lake Forest Academy that your young man will get all this and much more. Lake Forest Academy is a private college prep school for boys located on 200 beautiful acres of land just west of Lake Forest on Route 60. Lake Forest Academy, established in 1857, holds the distinction of having every single one of its graduates go on to college. Lake Forest Academy has completed educational, social, and athletic facilities. It has complete facilities there to meet the needs of its 200 students completely and individually. Why not contact Lake Forest Academy? Call 234-3210 for more information. Just dial 234-3210. Lake Forest Academy. It could be one of the best decisions you'll ever make for your son.
Mary, let's sing some I songs.
Like,
I cried for you,
and I'm forever blowing bubbles,
and I'm always chasing rainbows,
and I'm in the mood for love.
If I knew that when I climbed that mountain,
I'm sitting on top of the world.
I got a feeling you're fooling, and I can't give you anything but love, baby,
and I'll get by as long as
I'm here singing, and there's no one there. Go wash that man right out of my hair, and go wash that man right out of my hair, and stand. I get a kick out of.
I've got you
some like that perfume
under my
from Spain.
I've got you.
I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would
so
bore me.
My
when I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine linen paddy, I just adore his asking for more, but my heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, so I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. So I want to warn you, Daddy, so I think you're perfectly swell, that my heart belongs to Daddy, and my Daddy, he treats it so well. I got my man who can ask for anything more. I got Daisy in green pasture. I got my man who can ask for anything more. An old man Trouble, say I don't mind him, 'cause you won't find him hanging around my front or back door.
That's something else, isn't it? Mary Martin and Ethel Merman on the Ford TV show back in 1953. And you know, that was carried on all three networks. That's right. Three different networks carried that at the same time. That's how big a thing that was. 60 million people were watching that show, and perhaps you were one of them. Glad that we could bring this little memory back for you this morning in the Hall Closet. Ethel Merman and Mary Martin, one of our greatest sounds that we have in the closet. Kind of like to hang on to that. And we'll share it again with you sometime. 22 minutes past 9 o'clock, Chuck Shaden with you on WLTD, 74 degrees along the lakeshore. And if you're planning a nice get-together this weekend, you want to get together with Paterno Foremost Liquors, because they're over at 5303 Milwaukee Avenue at Central, just north of Foster, and they're waiting to stock you up for a good weekend ahead, and lots of entertaining weekends and days ahead of us yet this summertime. So you want to get over there because you'll find everything you need to make your next friendly get-together a huge success. And you can save lots of money, too. Paterno Foremost is Chicagoland's one-stop beverage center for domestic and imported wines, beers, cordials, soft drinks, whatever. Party goods, condiments, cheeses, fantastic array of things over there. Be sure to mention this program. Get a big 10% savings on fifth and quart wine purchases from the Paterno Foremost Wine Cellar. The whole place is open Monday through Saturday from 9 in the morning till 10 at night, Sundays from noon until 8. Paterno Foremost Liquors, 5303 Milwaukee Avenue at Central, just north of Foster.
Au revoir, pleasant dreams to you, my friends. And when the time comes to buy or build a dream home, my friends, be sure to think of Northwest Federal Savings for your home loan. Yowza, yowza. A Northwest Federal home loan, my friends, will let you sleep with pleasant dreams. 'Cause you'll have a loan just made for you. And you, and you. Yowza, yowza. One of the laddies from Northwest Fed will check over the plans or take a peek at that home you dreamed about. And in no time at all, my friends, you'll see how much help Northwest Federal can be. Just make a requester, and we'll show try our bester. With a home loan from the leader and all the lads. Northwest Federal Savings, 4901 West Irving Park Road, Springs 77200. Yowza, yowza. Au revoir, a fond cheerio, a bit of a tweet-tweet, bless you, and pleasant dreams.
24 minutes past 9 o'clock on this Friday morning, the 17th of August. We've had from time to time many requests to hear from the couple next door, and so we're going to fill all of those requests today and for the next two or three Fridays, I think. We have six related, almost consecutive episodes of the couple next door, Ethel and Albert. Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, and we're going to play, we're going to do two a day, like, for the next three Fridays, and they stand by themselves. You don't have to listen to the consecutive thing to enjoy them, but we thought since we did have them together, we would do that. So we've got a couple of the Couple Next Door episodes on deck right now, and we'll listen to the first one with Ethel and Albert.
Evening. I was just leaving. We've been putting in a little extra time. Working a little extra hard to get this house finished for you.
Well, I appreciate all that, but I would also appreciate the meaning of this bill I got today. Look here. Sink in pantry, $843.62.
What was that?
Installation of sink in pantry.
Oh, yes, that's right, that's right.
What sink?
Well, that's that small sink, basin, whatever you want to call it, that we put in there in the pantry.
But no sink in the world cost $843.62.
Yeah, well, that one did.
Well, Mr. Dibble, I hope I am not an unreasonable man, but neither am I so stupid that I can possibly believe any such fantastic amount for an ordinary sink. To begin with, what sink?
Just told you. Sink in the pantry.
I don't remember there was to be any sink in any pantry.
Well, I don't know. That was my orders.
Your order? I never authorized any sink in any pantry.
No, but Mrs. Piper did.
My wife?
Well, I always thought she was your wife.
No. What I mean, my wife authorized that sink?
Yeah.
When?
Well, that was sort of the unfortunate part. I mean, if she'd let us know a little sooner, she wanted a sink in the pantry, but she didn't.
Well,
she come along one day, says how nice it'd be to have a little sink in the pantry, and was it possible?
Oh, yeah.
I said, yeah, it was possible. She says, well, put one in. So I got my orders, and we put one in. Of course, it meant we had to rip out quite a bit that was all done.
We
had to change the pipes connected there with the kitchen, and of course, that affected the joists.
Is it?
They had to relocate where the hot and cold water pipes fastened down for the upstairs, where it took a bit of doing. Well, then you got your electrician. He had to rip out about 30 feet of cable, redo all his wiring. If she'd wanted a sink on the west wall there, it'd been pretty simple. Been back to back with the kitchen sink. But she had a heart set, you might say, on having it under the window so she could look out. Well, you know how women are.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem to me it should cost...
Well, it affected your heating ducts. I mean, well, what were the new pipes and all for the water? So your heating ducts had to be rerouted. Of course, that affected your subfloor as well. Now, that had to be ripped out, done over. Then, of course, you had all your plastering to be done in that spot. Oh, these things take time. Especially when you got to call men back to redo them.
Yeah.
Electrician, plumber, lather, plasterer, mason, tinsmith. Well, now, I thought you wanted to hear about this.
I want my wife to hear about this. And that involved changes in the wiring, the water pipes, the heating ducts.
All I said to Mr. Dibble, I remember...
He had to call back the electrician, the plumber, the plasterer, the mason, the tinsmith.
Well, he didn't tell me all that.
$843.62.
All I said to him was, gee, it would be nice to have a little sink in the pantry.
Well, why didn't you think of it earlier, at least?
I didn't think of it, that's all. I came out to go through the new house one day, and I was in that little pantry, and I thought, gee, why don't I have a little sink right under the window there, you know, so I could look out, you know.
Yeah, and so you could look out.
Well, it is nice to have an extra little sink for glasses and ashtrays and little things.
Well,
you know,
your little sink to wash ashtrays has cost exactly $843.62. I mean, doesn't it seem just a little bit extravagant just for ashtrays?
Well, I didn't mean just for ashtrays.
I just do not know how any woman could be so...
Well, go ahead, say it.
All right, I will. So stupid.
Well, I don't know anything about building a house.
No.
For heaven's sakes, who'd ever think one little sink would cause all that trouble? When I said I wanted a sink, there was a space there on the wall under the windows, and I thought they'd just fasten one on.
Weren't you expecting to have any faucets in the sink?
Well, certainly.
But where do you think the water was going to come from?
Pipes?
I mean, do you think pipes just sort of grow on the back of a sink?
Well, certainly not. But how they put the pipes in is their business, not mine. They're building the house. Anyhow, it seems to me I ought to have some credit for something. I've saved you money by not staying at a hotel while this house is finished, fixing up the garage so we could live in it. And it isn't easy to live here all day. You're at the office. You only have to cope with inconveniences in the morning and the evening.
Yes, I know. All right, I know.
I'm here all day, surrounded by piled-up furniture, hundreds of cartons and boxes, trying to find things that we need, getting meals and doing dishes without running water. On top of that, taking care of the baby, and now it's getting cold, and I'm running around so bundled up in sweaters I can hardly walk. Betsy's cold, and no bathroom. And then you storm in here and yell at me and say I'm stupid.
Well, all right, I ask you, doesn't paying $843.62 for a pantry sink seem sort of stupid?
What's the matter, Mommy, Daddy?
Oh, nothing, Betsy.
Go on outside and play.
I've been outside playing. I'm hungry.
I'll finish getting dinner right away.
Well, I think I'll go take a walk.
All right, dinner in 15 minutes.
Can I go for a walk with you, Daddy?
Yes, all right. Come along.
Close that side door, please. Keep what heat we have in.
I will.
Daddy?
Yeah?
Are you and Mommy going to get a divorce?
Get a... What?
Are you?
Well, certainly not. Where'd you hear such a thing? Come here. Let's sit down here on this stone wall.
A girl in my class. She has a divorce.
Girl in your... Oh, you mean her mother does?
They both do. Janie's divorced from her daddy, too.
Oh, I see. Well, what did this Janie say a divorce was, honey?
He said it's something you buy when you don't like somebody anymore, and then you don't speak to them because you're mad at them.
Oh, I see.
Are you mad at Mommy?
Honey, don't you ever get mad at your friend Mary Lou?
Oh, yes.
And don't you love her anymore?
Oh, yes.
Well, then, I mean, you can get a little mad at somebody, but you love them anyhow, and I love your Mommy very much, and she loves me.
You were yelling at her. I don't think you should yell at her.
Well, I don't think I should either. You're absolutely right.
Is Mommy stupid?
Oh, no, darling. Look, Daddy was just... I mean, your mother is wonderful in every way. Now, look, Betsy, I think we're all just a little upset because it's kind of hard living in the garage this way. And...
Well, I'm certainly upset. I hate it. It's cold and everything's such a mess. You and Mommy said it would be fun.
Well, now, it is fun. You know what our trouble is? We haven't made it fun. Now, that's one of the things you got to learn, Betsy. One of the things Mommy and I should have remembered. You've got to make your fun. It doesn't just come to you. Do you understand?
No.
Well, all right, come on, I'll show you. Now, look, instead of just being ordinary people eating dinner in their temporary garage house, I'll tell you what, let's be Indians tonight and pretend that the garage is a wigwam and I'll be the big warrior chief.
I've got an Indian headdress with lots of feathers.
Yeah, that's wonderful. See, now, we'll dig it out for the big chief, huh?
Oh, yes.
All right. Now, let's see. We'll spread a blanket on the floor and eat off that, sitting down cross-legged, you know, the way the Indians did.
Yes. Oh, no, Daddy. Let's eat outdoors. Let's wrap blankets around ourselves like the Indians did.
Oh, first. All right, okay.
Let's go tell Mommy what we're going to do.
All right. Hey, won't this be fun? Shall I build a campfire?
Oh, yes, Daddy. And we'll toast marshmallows?
Well, I don't know. I don't think Indians had marshmallows.
Let's pretend they did.
All right, they had them. Mommy?
Mommy?
Mommy, you know what we're going to do?
These pots and pans have slid off that box a dozen times today.
Honey, you know what we're going to do?
Well, I know what I'm going to do if this house isn't finished in another week. This living out of cardboard cartons and no shelves. Now I can't find the salt. The sack of sugar broke and spilled all over.
Oh, well, now, honey, remember, you know what? We're going to look at it this way. You know, it's fun.
What?
we got to make it fun, honey, living here like this.
Daddy says we have to make it fun.
Oh, he does. Well, that's fine. Daddy can get busy and have some fun cleaning up the sugar. And if Daddy wants something that's more fun, he can try washing dishes tonight with no soap. I don't know where it is.
Well, Mommy, listen, you know what? We're going to be Indians tonight, we thought. I'm going to build a campfire, and we'll wrap up in blankets and sit outside and eat dinner, honey. And, you know, sitting cross-legged the way the Indians did, I'm the big chief, and you'll be the Indian squaw, and Betsy can...
I am not going to be any Indian squaw wrapped up in a blanket and sitting on that cold ground. I am frozen now.
It'll be fun.
Fun? I don't know what you're talking about.
Sweetheart, and see if you can find that Indian headdress that Betsy has, please. How would you, dear?
Are you out of your mind? At least 50 boxes of stuff piled in here, and you want me to go through trying to find an Indian headdress? Sometimes I get so mad at you. I do.
Oh,
I really
Mommy,
get so
please,
mad.
Please don't get mad at Daddy and buy a divorce.
A divorce?
No. Look, let's all sit down and have a little talk, huh?
Big Indian chief.
Oh, yes.
Indian squaw sees smoke signals from hill.
Oh, Indian chief thinks Apaches are warpath.
Indian squaw says let's do war dance around campfire so we can warm up a little bit, huh?
Chief, see Apache over there behind stone wall.
I think Chief Bane is the same.
Oh, save me from that ferocious Apache.
Apache Indian going to scalp you.
Well, scalp your mother. I need all I got left.
Oh, Daddy.
Now, listen, you big Chief Rain in the Face. It's past your bedtime now. If you're going to scalp us, you'd better hurry up.
I'm going to shoot you with my bow and arrow. Bang, bang. Drop dead, Daddy.
Drop dead, dear. Hurry up. It's past your bedtime.
Oh, all right.
Oh, that was fun. Let's do it again. And this time, I'll be a Dakota Indian.
No, darling. Now, we've had a lovely evening, and it was such fun, but it's too dark now. And I don't want Daddy dropping dead anymore. He may stumble and break a leg.
Well, did we have fun, Betsy? How wonderful.
Oh, yes.
Well, we're all going to have lots more fun together the rest of our lives. So stop worrying about your mommy and Daddy, darling. Now, come on. Join hands around the campfire, and we'll sing the song I taught you, Betsy.
Yeah, come on. Then it's bedtime.
Day is done. Gone the sun. From the east, from the west, day is done. La da da, da da da.
That's the couple next door. And we'll visit with them again in just a couple of moments.
Would you like a free automatic ice maker this summer? Just come on in and see us before August 31st.
It's gonna be a long, hot summer, and Frigidaire can make it nice. We'll get you through the long, hot summer, and keep your family in ice.
Here's how you can put your family in ice all summer long. Now we can give you a Frigidaire automatic ice maker free when you buy one of Frigidaire's popular size 15.2 or 17 cubic foot U-model custom imperial refrigerators. All you pay is the plumbing installation. So come on in and see us today. We'll put your summer on ice.
Team up with Frigidaire this summer and keep your family in ice.
Tune in to Townhouse TV and Appliances, 7243 West Toohey Avenue, just west of Harlem. Open Monday, Thursday, Friday nights till 9, Saturdays until 6. And remember to get that Lum & Abner LP record from Townhouse, only 99 cents. Townhouse TV and Appliances, Chicagoland's leading Frigidaire dealer. It's 21 and a half minutes before 10 o'clock. Weatherman says partly sunny, warm, and humid today, high in the mid-80s, a little lower near the lake. Tonight, fair and warm, low in the upper 60s. Saturday, partly sunny, continued warm and humid, high in the upper 80s, again a little lower near the lake. It's 74 at the lakefront and at Midway. It's 73 at O'Hare. The humidity is 66%, and the wind is out of the southwest at 7 miles an hour.
I'm here with rodeo champion Montana Jake. Hi, Jake. Who's going to attempt to ride the meanest bronco in the county? Can you handle him, Jake?
Yep, it's working.
You mean your spurs?
No, partner, my Body-All. It's working.
Body-All underarm deodorant is a different kind of powdery spray. It doesn't just work once and then quit. Every time you begin to perspire, Body-All works again and again. So the more you need it, the more it works.
And there he goes.
Yahoo! It's working.
Body-All. The more you need it, the more it works.
This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet from WLTD 1590 on your dial. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, from 7 until 10 with lots of good listening for you. Don't forget about the Summer Radio Theater as well, 6:30 till 7, following Mike Schwimmer in the Yesterday Shop. This week we've been presenting the White Oaks of Jelna, the five-part Canadian Broadcasting Company series about a family in Canada in the late 1920s. The last chapter of that runs this evening at 6:30. And then next week in the Summer Radio Theater, we'll have The Whistler, we'll have the Hallmark Playhouse, The Life of Riley, the Screen Guild Theater, and the Kraft Music Hall. Lots of good stuff coming your way every day, 7 days a week, here at the 1590 spot on your dial. What do you say we rejoin the couple next door?
Eleanor, come on in.
Hi, dear. Are you busy?
No, indeed. I got the baby all bathed and fed, and he's sound asleep. In fact, you dropped in at a very propitious time. I just put water on for coffee.
Oh, wonderful. I was doing some marketing, and I thought, well, I'll just drop around and see how you are.
Good. Still living in the garage, as you can see.
When are you going to get into the house?
Oh, I don't know. It just seems to be one thing after another, really.
Ooh, it's sort of chilly in here. Isn't it too cold for Betsy and the baby?
Well, it's too chilly for all of us, but what can we do? We just bundle up. Look at me. I got three sweaters on. Here, sit over here next to the electric heater.
Well, the neighborhood isn't the same without you.
Oh, I miss it, Eleanor. Really, I didn't realize when we bought this property out here that we were going to be so far from everything. Have you met the people who bought our house?
Well, I've met her.
Did you like her? Well, where did you meet her?
I dropped over one day last week.
Uh-huh.
I went over and rang the doorbell, and she came to the door, and I said, Mrs. Clayton?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And she said, yes. And I told her who I was and that I was a friend and neighbor of yours and lived down on the corner, and she just looked at me and said, oh, yes?
Oh, no. Didn't she ask you to come in?
No. I said I realized that she was new in town and asked her if there was anything I could do, and she thanked me and said, no, not a thing. Oh, she was very polite, but that's all. So I just went on home again.
Isn't that funny? Well, I only met her once, and I thought she seemed sort of stuck up, you know.
Well, I don't know what she is, but I know what she's doing. She's ruining your house.
What do you mean?
Haven't you driven past?
No, what's happening?
Well, they've taken the porch off.
Taken the porch off? Why?
I don't know, but it's gone.
What happened to that beautiful wisteria that climbed all over the side of the porch?
Cut down. Oh, really, it just made me sick.
Oh, they destroyed that wisteria. Why, it takes years to get a wisteria tree like that. I'll bet that was 50 years old.
Well, it's gone.
Oh.
And I don't know what she's doing to the inside of the house. She said as soon as she got it in some sort of decent shape, she'd invite me over.
Get it in some sort of decent shape?
Something like that. And I don't think she meant just arranging furniture, because I could hear hammering and things being ripped out. Well, it just made me sick. I always thought that house was just darling the way it was.
Yes. Well, I thought they bought it because they loved it so.
Well, why don't you call her or just drop in and sort of find out what's going on?
Yes. Yes, I certainly will. And Elna said the Claytons are also doing something drastic to the back of the house. There's lumber outside and workmen.
Yeah, well, I hope they have more luck than we are in getting the place finished.
Don't you even care what's happening to our old house?
No, why should I care? It's their house now. Let them do what they want with it.
I don't understand it. They bought it because they liked it.
Well, they apparently want to make a few changes. Aren't we going to have any dinner tonight?
I think of them cutting down that wisteria tree.
Honey,
really,
dinner?
Oh, it's in the oven. Honestly, I haven't been able to think of anything else all day. I really haven't.
Honey, don't worry about it so, will you? It's their house now.
I don't care. I would certainly like to know what they're doing to it. Why don't we call them?
What for?
Well, just to be neighborly, friendly.
You don't sound very friendly toward Mrs. Clayton right now.
Well, I'd like to see what they're doing, wouldn't you?
Well, no, to be honest, not especially. I really don't give a darn. But I do agree that we probably should have called them, yes.
Why don't we call them tonight? Better yet, why don't we just drop in?
Oh, honey, you know how people hate dropping in on you without calling.
Well, if we call, she may not ask us over. I told you what she said to Eleanor.
Well, maybe she doesn't want any company until the place is fixed up.
Well, when will that be? I think we should be neighborly now. Drop in, say we just happened to go past, wondered how they were making out, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, you are just determined to see the inside of that house, aren't you?
I am merely thinking of the polite thing to do.
Yes, yes, yeah, sure.
What do you think?
I think we should mind our own business and stop worrying about what the Claytons are doing to our old house. They bought it, it's theirs. Let them have it.
Dear, the point is...
The point is I am too tired tonight to dig up a babysitter and go visiting and then drive the babysitter back home. I mean, we're so far out now, I doubt if we can get a babysitter anyhow.
That's all arranged.
Huh?
Eleanor said Fred was home tonight, so if we wanted to call on the Claytons, she'd be glad to come out and stay with Betsy and the baby. Well, she said she would.
Oh, I see. Eleanor can't stand it either, huh? Not knowing what the Claytons are doing to the inside of the house.
Well, naturally,
oh,
she...
Boy, you women are so peach.
Well, if you don't want to go, if you haven't any curiosity, then I'll manage to drop in on Mrs. Clayton sometime tomorrow. I mean, if you don't want to...
Look, I don't want to particularly. No, I haven't got any curiosity at all about it. But if you insist on going tonight, I will sacrifice everything. I will go. Only because I think we probably should have called on them before this.
Sure, I'll call them right now.
What if she doesn't invite us over?
Well, I got that figured out, too. I just thought of something.
What?
I'll wait and see if it works, and I'm sure that it will.
Oh, I'm sure it will, all right. Boy, when a woman makes up her mind to do something, she does it.
Well, good evening, good evening.
Come in. Oh, Phyllis. Phyllis, the Piper's here.
Well, hello. How nice to see you, Mrs. Piper, Mr. Piper.
Oh, it seemed funny to walk up and ring what was our own doorbell for so many years. Oh, well, we can't stay.
No.
But as I told you on the phone, I did want to bring you a little something, Mrs. Clayton, just to say welcome.
Well, it's certainly very nice of
you. Oh, it's nothing, really. We were in Boston last spring, and I picked up some lithographs of the Old North Church to frame, and I thought you might like one in your colonial house here.
Oh, how charming. Oh, well, thank you so much, but I'm afraid we aren't going to be quite as colonial as you were, Mrs. Piper. As you can see, we're going to be a little more modern, but I am delighted with the lithograph. I know I'll find some place to hang it.
Oh, good.
Well, how have you been, Piper?
Oh, fine, thanks, Clayton. How's everything going with you?
Oh, good. Huh? You see, as you can see, the house is in kind of a mess. Yes. We're making quite a few changes.
Yes. My goodness, I hardly recognize the place with the porch gone.
Well, I certainly think it improves the front of the house, don't you?
Well, of course, I love the wisteria, so
When it blossomed, it was just this mass of heavenly blue, Mrs. Clayton. I think if you'd seen it,
Mrs. Clayton has her own ideas.
Well, I think it made the living room entirely too dark, having all those vines outside.
It rots the wood in the house. You know, to have those vines climbing all over.
Oh, well, yes, I guess it does.
Of course, we love the house. Just love it.
Oh, I'm so glad.
And we were going to wait a while before we did anything to it.
And then I said to Phyllis, let's get the place in shape. So we just took the plunge, and I think we're going to have a pretty nice place when we're through.
Of course, we love the house. But there were things that just had to be done. We've ripped out two partitions upstairs, so that instead of having two little cubbyhole bedrooms, we now have one nice big room for the two boys. And I'm knocking out that whole wall in the dining room and extending it, and then putting in French doors.
Oh, yes. That ought to be nice.
Yes, I think it will be beautiful. If there's anything I hate, it's a dark, dingy dining room. We do a great deal of entertaining. At least we will as soon as we get the place presentable.
Yes. Well, we didn't entertain a great deal. Dining room was big enough for us, I guess, wasn't it, dear?
Yes, it seems so.
Well, they were knocking out that wall and putting a door in there and building a porch in the back.
A nice modern porch, 25 by 30, isn't it, dear?
Yeah, just about that, yeah. That's going to be combined with a flagstone terrace, outdoor grill, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a pretty big porch, isn't it? And with a terrace, doesn't that sort of run into the rock garden?
Oh, yes, that's all coming out. I told the man today to start digging out the rock.
Yeah, those two evergreens will have to go, too. Of course, they're really too close to the house anyhow.
You're cutting down the evergreens?
Well, we have to. And we're cutting down some of the other things that are too close to the house. John and I like a light, airy, sunshine house. And the minute you get too many trees and too many shrubs, you've got a dark house. I said that the minute I saw this house, didn't I, John? I said that's the first thing we'll do. I have to have sunshine.
That's right, sweetie. One thing about Phyllis, she knows exactly what she wants. First day we moved in, she said, we'll rip out this, rip out that, extend that wall, put a door in there.
Yes. Well, I think it'll be lovely when you get through, Mrs. Clayton.
Well, we're terribly excited about it. Would you like to see the changes we're making in the kitchen?
Oh, yes, I'd love
to. Every one of those rocks in that rock garden, I personally went out in the country and dug out. With my own bare little hands.
Honey, dear. Oh, he's just joking.
That rock garden represents 8 years of back-breaking labor.
I know how you feel, Mr. Piper. I said to Phyllis, it's a darn shame, but these things have got to go.
Of course they do. Come on, dear. Mrs. Clayton's going to show us the other changes they're making. We're just so glad you're happy with the house.
Oh, we are. Of course, the minute I saw the house, I knew it had marvelous possibilities.
Possibility.
Come on, dear. Come on. Let's see what else they're doing, darling.
Then they are digging up my rock garden that I spent 8 years. 8 years, Eleanor.
I know. I remember how hard you worked
on that. You remember?
Yeah, now just calm down, dear. There is nothing we can do about it. Thanks for staying with the children, Eleanor.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, what did she mean by saying about those, two cubbyhole bedrooms upstairs? That's what she said. I don't remember they were such cubby holes for
people. Darling,
now
don't get so upset. Good night, Eleanor.
Good night, dear.
What was so dark and dingy about our dining room, for heaven's sake? The sunshine just poured into that room.
Darling, say good night to Eleanor.
Saying the house had possibilities. Good night, Eleanor.
Good night. You have my sympathy.
Thank you, dear. I'll call you tomorrow.
It's a sacrilege. It's an absolute sacrilege to cut down those trees.
Dear, it is their house now.
Yeah.
They bought it. That's what you said to me yourself, remember? Huh?
Oh, yes, yeah, I know. I tell you, people should never get friendly with the people they buy a house from. It just doesn't work. I mean, this proves it never. It just doesn't work.
I know, dear, I know.
Years.
Well, come on, let's get to bed. It's
all
late.
The years I lug rocks
I know,
for that rock garden.
Quarry,
I drove out of the
And that's the couple next door, Ethel and Albert, and we'll join that couple next door perhaps next Friday at this time again for a couple of related episodes. And incidentally, there is a kind of a new version of the couple next door, a new edition of the thing that you can hear that is being broadcast on public radio, educational radio across the country. and I believe it is being carried on radio station WBEZ-FM here in Chicago. That's Chicago's educational radio station. I'm not sure when they carry it. You might want to give them a call. But if you like Ethel and Albert, the couple next door, you might want to check into that, too. That's on WBEZ-FM, educational radio for Chicagoland. This is Chuck Shaden in the Hall Closet, 8 minutes before 10.
Hello, this is Bruce Dumont inviting you to join me for I Am Curious Radio, Saturday mornings at 11:30 right here on WLTD. Each week, Cannon Heiss, editor of the Chicago Today Action Line, and I answer questions phoned in by our audience. And regardless of the topic, we'll try to find the answer for you. So if there's something that's puzzling you, give us a call on Saturday morning at 11:30, right after the Bob Elson Speak Out on Sports program.
That's right. Good lineup of programs for you here on Saturdays. Well, we think a pretty good lineup all the time, but Saturday mornings open a new window with Stephen Hart and his friends, the only puppet show on radio. That's at 9. Then our radio for kids this week, incidentally, it's Prince Valiant at 10 o'clock. 11 o'clock, Speak Out on Sports with Bob Elson. 11:30, I Am Curious Radio. Then Collector's World with Ann Gilbert at 12:30. Are those were the days at 1, and then at 5 o'clock, Robert Ellens. And when music was music, the sounds of the big band era for you all afternoon. Lots of good sounds all the time here at the 1590 spot on your dial. Partly sunny, warm, and humid today, high in the mid-80s. Tonight, low in the upper 60s, fair and warm. Saturday, partly sunny, continued warm and humid, high in the upper 80s, a bit lower near the lake. It's 74 degrees along the lake shore and at Midway, 73 at O'Hare. Here's Guy Mitchell, and he's singing the blues.
Sing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues.
That's Guy Mitchell singing the blues, something from the 50s there for you. And this is Chuck Shaden in the 70s with the sounds of the 30s and the 40s and the 50s and all kinds of things for you here every day, Monday through Friday. I want to thank once again Mike Schwimmer for sitting in for us a couple days this week. Sure appreciate his doing a double duty action. Mike was up early and out late, I guess, and we appreciate very much his being with us. Next week in the Hall Closet, I want to mention we're going to have, speaking of Mike Schwimmer and his big band things on the Yesterday Shop, we've got a band remote from the Cafe Rouge of New York City in 1951. That's coming up Thursday with Ralph Flanagan and the orchestra. We'll also have Gary Moore and Jimmy Durante and a Big Town episode for you. That's Thursday. And Friday we'll have Bing Crosby with Judy Garland, and the G.I. Journal with Jack Haley, Arthur Treacher, Ann Rutherford, and Ziggy Elman. So we've always got some good things lined up for you here at the 1590 spot on your dial, WLTD. Well, that's the man with a horn, Ray Anthony, in the background, and we notice that the old clock up on the studio wall says it's time to go for now, but we'll be back again Monday, same time, same station, with more sounds of entertainment from the Hall Closet. Monday morning, it'll be the Bob Hope Show with his guest Judy Garland, Bill Stern, and Mindy Carson on the National Guard Show. We'll have headlines of tomorrow, as seen by the announcers in 1945, and we'll have an Alan Young show for you. That's Monday. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, it's Radio for Kids. And those were the days from 1 till 5 in the afternoon, presenting the sounds of radio from the 30s. The Jack Benny Jello program, Al Jolson's Life Boy Show, Let's Have Fun from CBS in 1935 with Helen Morgan and Ken Murray and some other goodies too. So don't touch that dial. This is Chuck Shaden. Thanks for listening. Don't touch that dial. Stay tuned to WLTD all day long for news, weather, information. Good listening, good music. Good morning.
Did you ever think of drinking orange juice, thinking orange juice beside breakfast, at the beach, on a picnic, anywhere at all, any time at all, not just breakfast? Think of orange juice on ice, try it once or twice, keeps you cool and nice in the summer. Come on, think of drinking orange juice.
Think of orange juice over ice. It's 100% juice, so naturally pure, so good for you. And remember, a day without orange juice is like a day without sunshine, no matter where you are.
Think of drinking orange juice any time of day from the Florida sunshine tree.
From the Florida orange growers.
WLTD, Evanston.
Good morning. It's 10 a.m. and time now for Mutual News on the Hour, brought to you by Bank of Lincolnwood.
San Clemente expenditures justified. Congressman Edward Roybal and Jack Edwards, members of the House Appropriations Committee, took a look at the Western White House yesterday and concluded the $2.4 million spent for security and presidential support were justified. Roybal, a Democrat, said if someone shoots the president, he'd be among the first to jump on the Secret Service. He said also money spent for security is cheaper than having a state funeral. President Nixon will be at the Western White House beginning next Monday after a speech to the VFW convention in New Orleans Monday morning. The president's lawyers today file an argument answering Special Prosecutor Cox's contention that he has a legal duty to turn over White House tapes. There's little military activity in Cambodia on the second day after American bombing stopped. In Paris, a minister of Norodom Sihanouk's exile cabinet said some of the American reconnaissance planes still flying are occasionally dropping bombs. A South Vietnamese official today denied Viet Cong charges that 10,000 South Vietnamese troops have invaded Cambodia. This is comprehensive news from Mutual Radio. Reporting from the White House, I'm Forrest Boyd.
May I have your attention, please?